Welcome to the 9:30 meeting of the Arizona Massage Board. My name is Earl Dusky, and April, you're going to do a roll call.
Okay. Emily Clark?
Earl Clark here.
Victoria Bowman?
Present.
Earl Dusky?
Present. Okay. We're going to do a call over the public pursuant to ARS 38-431.01H. The board may make an open call to the public during the public meeting, subject to reasonable time, place, and manner restrictions to allow individuals to address the public body on any issue within the jurisdiction of the public body. However, members of the board are not allowed to discuss or take legal action on matters raised during the open call of the public unless the matters are properly noticed for discussion and legal action. The board, however, may ask staff to review the matter and may ask the matter to be put on a future agenda. So we do have one call to the public. We have a Christy Crumble. Would you like to come forward? And what do we got? About to summarize it in about 3 minutes?
I can. Okay. Oh, that's loud. I've been a massage therapist for 30 years. I went to school in 1989. About 20 years after doing massage, six massages a day for 7 days a week for 20 years, I got a little burned out. So I took a break, became a caregiver. Didn't realize I was going to be a caregiver as long as I was, but then I became unemployed. So when I went back, I decided to go back to massage. I went to get my massage license. Well, after 10 years, they want a transcript with 700 hours. So what I'm presenting to the board is why, after 30 years of experience, do I need 700 hours of massage? Because what am I going to learn in that year that I don't already know, that I don't already apply, that could make me a better massage therapist, that could make my job safer? I did this work for 20 years, and I'm asking to get my massage license back, but 700 hours is excessive to renew my license. So I'm asking for a review of that statute. And meanwhile, I'm unemployed. Because this is what I do. After 30 years, I can't go back to caregiver. Because I don't, the woman I was taking care of, unfortunately, as a caregiver, your job only lasts as long as the life of the person you're caring for. So when they pass on, now I'm unemployed. I want to go back to work. I can't go back to work because I don't have a massage license. I'm 59 years old. To go back to school for another year to learn to do something I already know how to do is crazy to me. And I jumped through hoops for weeks and weeks and weeks trying to get my massage license back. And part of the problem was is when I was dealing with staff, because I said I went to school in 89. I got 100 hours. I've worked for 20 years, and they kept saying, well, we just need your transcripts. I don't have transcripts. So I did all my homework trying to locate these transcripts, but at the time, during this 3-4 weeks, nobody just told me, you need 700 hours. You have to apply as a new applicant. So I'm jumping through hoops for 3-4 weeks. They take my money, and then they finally say, well, you have to have 700 hours. And I'm like, I told three different people, three different times, I don't have 700 hours. So you can probably see my frustration here. I know you can't do anything today, but this is something that seriously needs to be looked at. And while I'm here, if I have another few minutes, on behalf of many of my associates, we've all talked about this, who've been doing massage for many, many, many years, 25 hours of continuing ed is also unnecessary, Nobody I know takes the courses that they take in continuing ed and apply that to their business. If I, you know, the massage I do is what I do. I don't need to learn 25 modalities. I use one modality. It works for me. It worked for 20 years. So that's my case.
Okay.
And I would like to go back to work. Meanwhile, I'm unemployed.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll discuss it. Okay?
Thank you.
Moving on. Anybody with conflicts of declaration of conflicts of interest? Nobody? Review discussion and possible action of the board meeting minutes. Discussion and approval of the open session minutes from the May 20th, 2019 board meeting.
Mr. Chairman, Victoria Bowman, I move that we accept the meetings of May 20th, 2019.
Emily Clark, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So the presentation got canceled because the person couldn't show up at the last minute. So where do we move to now until Mary gets here?
Why don't we move to the license application. Is Kristen Duncan here? This is the license application.
She was going to appear telephonically. Excuse me?
What?
She was going to appear telephonically.
Oh.
Oh.
So could we do 7D?
We're just waiting for Mary, right?
Right.
Okay.
What about 6? That one, they canceled. They had to cancel. 6 got canceled.
This one up here.
Yeah, the presentation?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That got canceled?
Oh.
Okay.
The presenter couldn't make it.
We do that.
Can we do 7D?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, let's do that while we're waiting. So, 7D, unlawful use of the massage therapy designation and unlawful practices. Mr. White?
Both these young ladies, Kristen Dangerfield and Megan, H-I-N-O-J-O-S-A, that's case 1960 and 1961. We asked for a little more time on those. Got to do a little bit more investigating on behalf of the Dangerfield. They're both working in concert with each other. I just have to look for something additional on her. Then I'm going to talk to former licensee, the one named Megan H., and try to work out something with her. But the Dangerfield young lady is missing some elements of what I need to complete the investigation. So we're going to put it on the board for now.
Okay. So I move that we postpone this to the next meeting?
Yes. Yes, that's good.
Do we have a second?
Emily, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Helen's telephonic, I wonder.
Try to call again.
Duncan? So moving to 7E. License applications reviewed, discuss the applications. And
just went over everything.
Hello?
Hey, this is the Massage Therapy Board. We're in session in our meetings right now, and we're on your case, Kristen Duncan. So,
okay.
Go ahead, Earl. He's the chair.
Okay. Kristen, basically, Mr. White, should we?
Ms. Duncan has an initial application on board with us, and She had two arrests and convictions involving theft and unlawful use of food stamps, both of class 6 felonies in 2014 and 2015. And the board will ask you a few questions now, okay?
Oh, okay.
Okay. Kristen, we just basically wanted to know, can you help us understand, you know, what happened? In short, we don't need long details or anything, but what's going on in your life? What's changed? And how these, we can be assured that, you know, this is going to affect your practice.
Okay. So with the food stamps, it was my ex-husband and I, he threatened to do some stuff to me. If I didn't do it, we were out of state. And then after the divorce, he called and reported everything, and that's how that came about, and I got arrested. As of right now, I'm a department manager at the place that I work at now, so I handle all of the money and everything else, and they know what happened, and I'm actually at the end of the summer going to switch to a different job because they have better hours, and it's pretty much running the store, handling everything as well. I'm just trying to do better. I know I messed up before, and I'm just trying to do better for myself and my kids and my future, and that's it. And I'm not going to go back down that road. I've learned my lesson the hard way, and just trying to do better.
That's good. Yes. Can you inquire about the status of her probation?
Oh. Kristen, what's your, are you on probation or any restrictions?
I am on probation. I'm on I haven't seen my probation officer in almost a year. I'm one of the least, I don't know how she worded it, but she doesn't have to check up on me all the time. I haven't seen her since last September, but her and I are in good communication through email, phone calls. So she's, I guess that's our checkup, but she doesn't have any concerns about me as far as doing something stupid or trying to get into trouble. So I can give her or give you her phone number if you'd like to talk to her also.
Was the theft and the unlawful use of food stamps all involved together?
Yeah.
Okay.
She didn't really. I thought it was. She just indicated that she was pressured to do. Ask her what actually happened.
Ms. Duncan, this is Victoria Bowman on the board. When does your probation end?
It's sentenced out for 5 years, but if I get half of everything paid for, then it will be done, which it's almost to half. So I'll be off of probation within, the next year.
That's correct.
Okay. Mr. Raines, how does that affect with the new law?
Well, probation is not by itself grounds to deny a license. We have a parole element to our licensing, but essentially your licensing statutes say that you cannot have been convicted of a felony within 5 years preceding the application. If it's a class 4, 5, or 6 felony, even so, but that it needs to have a reasonable relationship. Brian does a reasonable relationship to the practice of massage therapy. So when we had left off last month, I think that was where we needed to have this communication with the licensee so that you can make that determination. Does this crime have a relation to the practice of massage therapy? If it doesn't, then even the conviction, it wouldn't be per se grounds. You could deny under your any act that would be grounds for discipline as a licensee is grounds to deny a license. It would be more of a discretionary denial, but your mandatory denial would require that you find it had a reasonable relationship to the practice of massage therapy.
Okay.
Kristen, what are you doing now to further better yourself? Is there anything other than...
Right now is just work. I'm taking off the summers with my daughter for school related, so I have more time with her. And then once I get, she goes back to school, then I'm going to do both work and part-time school when she starts going back to school in August. So I would like to try and go back to school. And then work related, like I said, I'm switching jobs because they will have better hours, for my family and be doing almost the exact same thing that I'm doing now at my current job. And they know everything. So, and they're still willing to put me in charge of the store.
Victoria Bowman, I think the question I would like to ask is, obviously you were influenced by your husband at the time. Have you done anything to work on your own sense of inner empowerment or inner sense that you will make decisions based on what's right for you and not be influenced by someone whose behavior is not in anyone's best interest?
Yes, I've gotten rid of all the negative people in my life, my instructors at the school. I frequently talk to them. They've been a very positive influence on me, and I've cut out all the negative people in my life, and I have very few positive people who actually want to see me go further and do better for myself and help me. If I have any issues or anything like that, they're always there for me. So I have better people in my life.
Thank you. Good. Yeah. Victoria Bowman, I move that we approve the massage license of Kristen Duncan.
Emily Clark, second.
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Okay, Kristen. This investigator,
yes.
White. Okay, they'll be processing your license. I'll call you either late on the day or tomorrow and talk to you, okay?
All right, thank you.
Okay, congratulations.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, just an update. I believe there could be a miscommunication going on where I'm not sure if Ms. Williams is aware that she's supposed to be here. It would be unlike her not to be here already. Okay. I tried to message her, and I haven't had a response.
Okay.
Because this thing got continued, it might have not had an independent advisor scheduled.
Okay.
Which, you know, you may not have had a question for that person anyway, but I'll just let you know that. We may be waiting for someone who's not coming, but I...
Suggestion?
Well, I can't tell you if you want to proceed or not, because I can't give you the legal advice. I just wanted to make sure you knew that you weren't necessarily waiting on someone who's planning on being here.
Right.
You know, they're here. Council's here. They have an interpreter. The state has no objection proceeding, and I think you have your scripts. We can do fine. If you did bump into a legal question, you could take time and try and get advice. But there's other things on the agenda. I just wanted to give you that update as far as I'm not sure she's coming. I'm sending messages to see if I could find someone to show up. But
right.
Okay.
I just want to let you know that's what's going on, at least for now.
We can go to the interview, the investigative review.
Investigative?
Yeah, let's do the investigative.
Okay.
Let's go backwards.
Okay, 7C. So, file number 19-154. I'm having a hard time with that.
Aloha Saganuma.
Thank you. Is he present? Yeah.
No, he's not here.
Okay.
Yeah, want to do that?
Yes. Kalor Saganuma is he received this received a complaint for unprofessionalism, improper sexual language, improper draping, and improper touching.
Not here.
No, not.
Okay.
Mr. Rain, I believe I understand that we need to go through a formal interview before we go to a formal hearing. Is that correct?
Something that's, we haven't formally discussed it in a board meeting, but it was the interpretation of your statutes.
Okay.
Was passed down to me.
Okay.
I understand that's what other boards have been doing. if someone declines or fails to respond to your formal interview invitation, then you go to a hearing by default.
Okay.
Or can we?
Do we want to do it?
Well, and one other caveat is you can always, in emergency or public health safety issues, bypass everything and do summary suspension, in which case you'd go straight to a hearing because they're entitled to a quick hearing. But that's, it's not agendized for this, but.
Yeah. If there was an admission in this one, can we just go straight to a consent agreement, too?
Yeah, you can certainly offer a consent agreement, and if not accepted,
then it goes to
a formal interview would be standard. You know, and just to be clear, it's unsettled. I mean, the board's practice has been to skip to formal hearings in cases where you believe suspension or revocation would likely be a desired option. So really, if you just did that again, you'd just be continuing on the board's historical practice of doing that. But that is a discussion that we've had kind of off the record of maybe always going to formal interview first. But you can offer a consent agreement for any discipline you like. If not accepted, go to formal interview under the new path. And then if that's not responded to or declined, then staff would just convert it to a hearing because that's the only next step.
Right.
I mean,
and if it's accepted, you do the formal interview, and then we'd go then to a subsequent formal hearing.
That's where I would go. I would ask for
surrender of license.
Yeah.
I agree.
And then if he doesn't, then he's more than welcome to.
Right. I said go through the process, but.
Okay.
He's already been one admission.
Mm-hmm. Right.
In there.
Okay.
So can we do that?
Victoria Bowman, I move that we offer Kailoa Saganuma a consent agreement for surrender of license based on the evidence in the case and his admission in such case. And if he chooses not to accept that, we go to formal interview.
Emily Clark, second.
That we do need a roll call.
You do. I'm sorry. I'm trying to.
Okay.
Scheduling to.
Emily Clark, aye.
Victoria Bowman, aye.
Earl Dusky, aye. So. File number 19-166, James DeGrandis. Okay, let me get.
Mr. White?
Yes. Mr. DeGrandis he received a receipt of complaint for unprofessionalism and sexual assault.
Okay. Do you want to, Mr. DeGrandis, do you want to give us the just a short version of what's going on? Your side of it?
Like, We should identify ourselves.
Please identify yourself.
My name is Robert Shelley, attorney for Mr. DeGrandis.
I did not do that, right? Can you give us just an overview, your thoughts on it?
I deny any allegations. I don't know what you're asking.
Okay. Do we have the complainant?
No, she's not here. She won't be here for this.
No telephonic either?
I left a message for Friday, but I haven't spoken to her today.
You do have a pretty thorough response, written response in your packet. Hopefully you had a chance to review that, but if not, that could be a template for describing.
He's available for specific questions if you have any. There's really not much to say besides he completely denies any inappropriate touching. He worked in the same office for 13 years without a single disciplinary incident, any allegations of inappropriate touching. So for this to pop up, he's just taken aback by it.
Mr. DeGrandis, what type of massage did LD, were you working at Massage Envy at the time?
Yes.
Okay. And what type of when you were using the little iPad device for the client checking in and?
Yes.
Okay. And what type of massage did she request?
Her request was her right trap, rhomboid, shoulder blade area was kind of the point of focus.
What is your...
Are you done?
Yeah, okay. At the moment, yes.
What's your philosophy on talking?
I don't talk unless they're kind of, I guess, directing it in a way. Like, I'll check in with them, like, how are they doing, or, you know, how's pressure. But if they're not talking or saying anything, I stay quiet.
Okay. Is this her attorney?
Yeah.
So, because one of the things that she said was that she didn't feel like you checked in with her enough. And just curious about that. did not even communicate about the pressure. So, what's your comment on that?
There's a lot I do on feel, like just how tight things feel. Just how and how relaxed they stay, but
okay. I feel like I need more information from both parties. I would like to move case 19-166, James DeGrandis, to formal interview.
Okay. Is that a motion?
That's a motion.
Emily Clark, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 So you want to report y'all.
Did we lose the other?
No, they're probably just out in the hall. I'll grab
okay. So
okay.
Should we finish?
Can we finish this last one and then?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Okay. So let's do 7C3, 19-173, Jabal Kamis.
Okay. Well, they still got their stuff there, so they're around.
Okay.
Ron, go ahead and have a seat.
Okay. One second.
Okay, let me get my right place. Yes, please. Are you by counsel?
Do you have any counsel?
No.
Okay. And is there
yes
complainant here?
The complainant is not here.
Okay.
Mr. Clemens, that's the right way to pronounce it.
Calmes.
Calmes. I'm sorry.
No problem.
Okay. Received a complaint on professionalism and sexual assault, improper breast touching.
Give us your story on the incident.
Yes. So she stated that she wanted a upper body massage only, and so I started. I asked her a couple questions before. I let her know how I was going to do it. And so we started, of course, with her prone, and then I massaged her scalp and neck and her arms as well. And then I flipped her over on her back, or on her stomach, I'm sorry, supine, and massaged. I cut off the, I don't know how to say it, I covered above her upper cleavage area, and then I put her arms on top of the blanket, and then I started massaging her. Then I let her know what I was going to do. I showed her on myself, on my sternum, that I was going to do sternum stretch. She stated in the beginning of the massage that she had back pain, and she also had postural problems. So at this time, I did the back already, and then at this time when I turned her supine, I explained to her what I was going to do. So I showed her on myself. I did short stretches here, and then I did I showed her myofascial on myself, what I was going to be doing, and then I asked her if that was okay, and she stated yes. So I proceeded. I started doing that, and then maybe 6 minutes later, she asked me about what time it was, and said she had to pick up her son. I said, of course, and left the room, and she left, or we were done with the massage. I wasn't mad or anything. She didn't give me any signals that she was feeling vulnerable or anything, and she tipped me. It was like a normal massage, and then a couple months I hear from this.
At any time, was there any exposure?
No, sir.
Do you have anything else to say? Or do you guys have any questions?
I have a question. Is it Calmes?
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Calmes, in this report, it says that I also looked into his licensing, and he has been expired since January of this year. Have you kept your license current?
I recently found out with this incident that it wasn't. And then I followed up with, I paid it, paid the fee, and then I tried to move forward since the case.
Okay, so at the time of this incident, your license was expired?
Yes, I just found out, yes.
And when did you renew it?
I'm in the process.
Okay.
Okay. There's just a couple things holding me back. I did the price, but they were saying that they need me to send in what my CEUs. I'm okay with that. I just haven't yet. It was over the weekend, sorry.
Okay.
There was a police report on this, too?
Yes.
And is there any...
None released yet. I requested it, but I haven't yet released.
Okay. So you're basically denying...
The allegate, yes.
Okay.
You made contact with the client or just the woman who made the complaint?
I've talked to the client, but she hasn't signed the complaint form. Just the lady that made the complaint. I have talked to the client twice.
Is she, if we move this forward, are we going to have any problem having her?
You know something? I don't, sometimes you get a feeling for an individual. To let you know, I don't get a feeling on this one at all. I'm being honest. You know, she was...
And don't get a feeling that it's going to be either way?
No, I don't get a feeling that she is going to follow the original client.
Okay.
Yeah, because she, you know, doing my investigations, I always call the main person about five times. I asked them the story about five times. And I'd want to see if they change anything or add anything. And sometimes to add, not on mine, is to get the change of the whole story, what I look for.
Right.
And I've left messages for her on maybe five times in the last week because I had a question to ask her, and she hasn't called me back. I always let her know that my phone is available 24 hours a day. You can leave a message. The only person I have access to their phone is me.
Okay.
And she hasn't left a message at all.
Yeah.
How long was that massage? Do you remember?
I think it was an hour, sir.
Oh, a full hour and just the upper body?
Yeah.
Okay.
The total of the massage was 90 minutes, but we only went an hour and like a little bit over.
Okay. I think she said she cut it 40 minutes short.
Yes.
So it was supposed to be a 90 and you cut it 40?
Yeah.
Halfway?
I wouldn't say, whatever. I don't mind whatever she says. I don't want.
Well, we've got a bunch of things here. We have the expired license. We have the massage done during an expiration. And then we have a complaint.
You could address the unlicensed or the expired license practice via a consent agreement, but you may want to interview where you'll have the ability to impose penalties for that violation and resolve that at a minimum.
Right. Right.
May I say something? I'm sorry. May I?
Earl, he wants his meal.
With the massage status, I sent in the money. I thought everything was okay. That's why I didn't check on my status of my license. So I did the CEUs. I sent in the money. I didn't know that it was not licensed, or I didn't know that it wasn't, that they didn't accept it or something. I don't know. But I definitely did it the same time that I sent in the CEUs, which was months before.
Did you send it via email, or did you do it online?
The payment, I want to say online. Were you talking about the payment?
The whole reason.
I did all of it online.
Okay. And do you have any record of it?
Tony, that was the one you got. Okay. Yeah.
So you're,
check it right. He's bringing it up right now.
Your renewal was January 30th.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you talking about the one where you renewed it? I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No problem. Sorry.
Or did you say that you renewed it back in when it was due?
I'm talking about the recent renew.
You just did last week. It was.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, not that one. Okay.
Understood you. I thought you were talking about last week.
Have you kept your address current with the board?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so you haven't moved in the last couple of years, so that. Because we send out either a postcard or a letter,
mm-hmm.
staff does, 45 days before renewal, I believe, or 60 days. 60 days.
Okay.
And, you know, you should have received that just as a reminder.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I move that we take case 19-173... Javal Kalmis to formal interview.
Okay. Emily Clark, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. Javal will get in touch with you, and so there'll be a follow-up.
Okay, would that happen to be today, or is that just wait?
It'll be in August.
Okay.
Okay. I'll send you a letter.
Okay, would I have to come back, or is there a visual? Is there another way I could do this? I live in Tucson. No, I can come. I don't mind. Just asking.
Yeah.
You can coordinate with staff on that, I think. I think the board always likes to see people's face, but talk with staff.
Yeah, okay. No problem. All right. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
I'll send it to you.
All right. Now do we... Good morning. This is the date, time, and place for the matter dealing with case number 19-138. Am I in the right one? Yep. Is scheduled to be heard by the Arizona Massage Board.
Hi, this is the massage board. We're going to refer to you as WF, so just hang on the line.
Subject to this hearing is set forth in a complaint notice of hearing. This is a formal administrative hearing to determine if there is any violations of the board statutes and rules and whether disciplinary action is warranted. Board members present for this hearing are Emily Clark,
Victoria Bowman,
Earl Dusky. Items of record, I'd like it to show that the board members have been furnished with copies and completed a notice of hearing. A respondent's answer, if one was filed, all pleadings and recording. Appearances, will the parties please identify them first? First the state and then the respondent.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the board. Michael Rain with the Attorney General's Office on behalf of the state.
Good morning, Chairman. My name is David Bednar. I'm the attorney for Yong Leng Chu. And also he has an interpreter here today who's certified. His name is Kang Lim.
Yes, my name is Kang Lim.
That's the attorney. Are you ready to proceed?
We are.
Okay. Let's see. Was the respondent, is the state ready to proceed?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And we have telephonic?
Yes.
Okay. So, a hearing of this nature differs from a court proceeding. The technical rules of evidence do not apply. Reliable hearsay evidence is admissible. The board will entertain objections concerning irrelevant, repetition, or otherwise inadmissible evidence. However, the board is the sole judge in the weight given on the evidence received. In a disciplinary proceeding, the state bears the burden of proof and shall go first and present its case. Then the respondent shall present their case. After it hears all the evidence and arguments of the parties, the board will deliberate and decide whether to dismiss the case or take appropriate disciplinary action. All persons who are called as witnesses in this matter, including respondent, please forward, give your name and the court order and as far given your testimony. I do have to I do that now, though, right?
I'm sorry, yeah.
Swear them in?
Yes, please.
Okay. So raise her hand, and we have the person on the phone. We're going to swear you in. So we're going.
Thank you.
Okay. She should be instructed to raise her right hand as well.
So, yes, could you please raise your right hand? Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? So help you God.
I do.
I do. Yes.
Okay, I'm just waiting for a couple. I just need a response. Okay. Conducting the hearing. Before hearing testimony from witness, are there any preliminary matters the board should consider?
No, just briefly, just for the witness on the phone, WF, this is Michael Rain, attorney for the state. I just let you know, since you're not in the room, that the respondent does have a translator, so we may go slowly and
okay.
Be able to hear that that's going on and know when to speak.
Okay.
Okay. State wish to make an opening statement?
Yes, Mr. Chair, very briefly, on December 14th, 2018, the respondent provided massage therapy services to a client, WF, first class reflexology in Chandler. WF is experienced in receiving massages, and she came prepared with an anatomical diagram where she had marked areas where she wanted the therapist to work on. Ultimately, the massage was very dissatisfactory to her in a variety of ways. Some can just be preference and taste. I think WF will let you know, the parts of the massage that were just generally dissatisfactory. But in addition, there were parts that made her very uncomfortable. Number one, she had not indicated on her drawing, her anatomical drawing, any desire to be massaged on her buttocks. She did retain her underwear on. During the massage, the respondent pulled down the underwear to massage her bare buttocks, which she was very uncomfortable with and exclaimed, you know, no, stop, don't do that. She'll describe that for you. In addition, he engaged in some awkward stretching techniques at one point where he lifted the client's leg up pretty much knee to the ear up towards her head while massaging near her buttocks, which made her both uncomfortable physically just because of the stretch and the position, but also very vulnerable and fearful. Ill intent there. In addition, just not checking in appropriately regarding pressure seemed to be a theme, whether it was too light or too hard. There was a foot bath that was too hot. There was just generally a sense that the respondent did not concern himself with her comfort, and she generally experienced a massage that left her very unhappy, very uncomfortable. She immediately made call to 911, feeling that she was being assaulted. She's here by phone today to describe all that for you and make a decision. Thank you.
Okay. Does the respondent wish to make an opening statement?
Yes, just very brief. As far as the allegations go, Mr. Chu denies any inappropriate behavior during the massage. He's in agreement with the assessment by the police officer who did the investigation that perhaps this was just a misunderstanding As he's a natural Mandarin speaker, he needed help with learning what Ms. Fink wanted massaged. And the diagram indicates that there's an X right above the gluteus maximus where she wished to be massaged. He also denied that the water temperature that he first provided was inappropriately hot, and he had tested it himself before having her feet in the water. He's also willing to testify that he felt that he didn't do anything that was inappropriate during the massage, nor did he have any indication from Ms. Fink until the very end that anything was wrong. He's going to testify exactly what he did during the massage and the way he interpreted from his manager, who told him what he needed to massage. And we would hope that at the end of the testimony that the board would find no wrongdoing. It was simply a misunderstanding due to a language barrier. Thank you, Chairman.
Okay. State offer the call of first witness.
Yes. Just very briefly, I'd like to call Investigator White.
Okay.
Mr. White, I understand. Were you involved in this investigation?
Yes.
Okay. Have you spoken with WF before?
Oh, several times, yes.
Okay. And I understand, did she email you some materials for today's hearing?
Yes.
Okay. And you've graciously passed a copy of those around to the board members, have you not?
Yes, I have.
Okay. And board members, you should have some materials in front of you that has the anatomical drawings on the front. Did she also provide a written narrative of her experience?
Yes.
And when did she send that to you?
It came in on the 20th.
June this month?
Yes.
Okay. And have you reviewed those materials?
Yes.
Okay. Did she describe in similar fashion the events that she experienced that she had already described for you in the past?
Oh, it almost exactly the same.
Okay. And essentially, Mr. Chair, that's all I had for Mr. White, just to let you know what those materials were in front of you. And with his testimony, I would move their admission record.
Cross-examination?
Yes, thank you. And Mr. White,
yes.
Did you also have an opportunity to review a Phoenix Police Department police report?
Yes, I have.
Right. And that police report, would you agree that it appears that it was generated on December 14th of 2018?
Yes.
And then you received a later report from Ms. Fink. Would you agree that's dated March 19th of 2019?
That's correct.
So a couple of months have passed before you received an email regarding a written explanation of what happened?
Yes.
And within the police report,
and I'm not sure, Mr. Binden?
Bednar.
Bednar, I apologize that the board members have that police report in front of them. Because this is a formal hearing, they should have just the items that are actually introduced at the formal hearing. So
we don't have the police report.
We don't have the police report.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that it was already part of the record.
Copy of the police report, Mr. Chair, but if we could beg staff's help to make some additional copies, that can be presented subsequently in the hearing.
Or you want to take
it? I would like to see the police report. Okay.
Mr. Chair, in And counsel may address this as well, but perhaps what we can do in the meantime is proceed with the witness WF. Okay. I will question her. She can be cross-examined. Then we can return to Mr. White for any, or okay, proactively ask Ms. Fink about her police report as well, but I'll wait for that.
Thank you.
WF, are you with us still?
Yep, I'm here.
And Mr. Chair, make sure we're on the same page. I'd like to call WF now and suspend Mr. White's testimony for a moment. Plans to return to him. That's okay?
Yes.
Okay, WF, can you hear me okay?
I can.
Okay, thank you. All right. And did you receive a massage on December 14th, 2018 at First Class Reflexology?
Yes.
Okay. And is it that massage that you wrote a complaint about to this Arizona Massage Board?
Yes.
Okay. Had you ever been to that location before?
Yes.
And had you ever had a massage from respondent before?
No.
Okay. Were there any troubling aspects to the massages you had received at this location before the one on December 14th?
No.
Anything where you thought perhaps there was a language barrier in previous massages?
No.
Okay. Now, we've seen the diagram that you emailed to Mr. White. Was that the first time you ever used a diagram like that?
No.
Okay. Why do you use that diagram?
In case there is a language barrier. Sometimes I've had to repeat myself or gesture to areas. So I've occasionally done this to make it easier.
Okay. So if you could describe for us, how did you present this diagram when you went to First Class Reflexology?
I was at the front office, and I showed it to the person working behind the desk, and she nodded in understanding. She asked if a man was okay. I said yes, and then she went back. And I assumed that she'd probably shared the areas, but when I was sitting on the table to get ready, I showed the diagram to my masseur, who identified himself as Jackie, and he nodded quickly, and I was like, oh, okay. I just figured the front office person had explained, so I was like, all right, cool, just put my phone aside.
Okay. And before this massage, could you just describe for the board what had been your history of receiving massages? You know, what types of locations, approximately how many prior massages? If you can just let them know what your history has been.
Oh, like in my life?
Yeah.
I started getting massages before I was even in kindergarten. We had a private masseuse that would come to my home and massage me and my whole family. And then when I was in my teenage years, we had a different masseuse that came to the home. When I was an adult, I would occasionally go to different massage places. When I lived in Ahwatukee for about 3 years, I'd passed by First Class Reflexology on my way to a job I worked at, and it was super close by. Looked up the prices, it seemed really great. As for how many, I really wouldn't be able to say.
Is it fair to say you've had hundreds of massages?
I mean,
you had at least 100.
Maybe if we're talking like once a month since I was in kindergarten, and then maybe occasionally spaced out. Like, I don't know.
Okay,
like
plenty.
50, and you're 100.
Yeah, I think the. Would you, at least in your impression, are you a quite experienced recipient of massage therapy?
Yes, I would say I'm seasoned.
Okay. And have you had any sort of physical ailments that caused you, at the time of this December 14th massage, were you going for any sort of specific pain or injury?
Yes. Inflammation in my left and right shins. My left SI joint is an area that's marked off above the gluteus maximus on the left side. It gets locked up and isn't rotating correctly. Left shoulder weakness, tension, tightness, knotting in the left trapezius. Yeah, I do physical therapy, and I've had various conditions that have had to be worked out.
Okay. So were you looking on this occasion in December 14th for something more relaxing or perhaps a little more, in line with your physical therapy to work on, you know, actual problem areas?
Something more in line with my physical therapy. And then since buying a house in East Mesa, I found my own personal masseuse who does house calls. But it was the holiday season, and I hadn't scheduled in advance. But yeah, I wanted, like, some deep massages that would also be relaxing and work out those areas that were causing me pain.
Okay. And you indicated, as you testified, that you didn't mind if it was a male masseuse. Have you had a preference one way or the other before December 14th?
No.
Okay. And you had massages by other male therapists, I take it?
Yes.
Okay. And in all your history of those massages that you described, had you ever had an experience that caused you to make a complaint to a police agency or a regulatory board?
No.
Okay. Let me rephrase that question. Had you ever had any discomfort or vulnerability that you expressed in your complaint in this case from a prior massage, whether or not you made a complaint?
No.
Okay. So let's discuss the massage. We do have a written narrative from you. Do you have that narrative with you that you emailed to Mr.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm not going to, go through that word by word or anything. I thought it could be a good tool for you if you need it. But I'd like you just to start from the beginning and help us understand what you experienced on that day. So beginning with entering the room, were you asked to undress and describe what state of undress did you get to?
I was wearing long boxer briefs.
Okay. And so had you removed your top and a brassiere?
Yes.
Okay. And then had the therapist left the room for that changing?
Yes.
Okay. And anything noteworthy there? I don't recall, but was there anything that caused you any concern?
No.
Just getting prepared? Okay. And then in terms of the table that you were on, were there sheets to get under? How did you position yourself before the therapist returned to the room?
They have these, their setup is different from other places. It's not sheets. They have these, they're like small motel-sized bath towels, essentially. And so I would just kind of like take it lengthwise and then stretch it across my body. So it's like covering like the boxer briefs and then my breasts and my torso.
Okay. Is that using just one of those? Or did you need to use
both? They just have the one. The bed itself is covered in a sheet, but it's a fitted sheet.
Okay. And do you just drape that loosely over? Do you tuck it in underneath yourself?
Just loosely over.
Okay. And as things go, I know hindsight might cloud it a little bit, but did you begin feeling at all exposed, or were you okay with the way that was?
I just think about how, let's see here, what's a good way to start this? Like, it felt a little bit different for me because I've since been getting regular massages from my masseuse who uses, like, a full-size, like, bed sheet and will tuck it and only expose the areas that she's working on. But I'm an appreciator of all kinds of different cultures. Like, I grew up reading Japanese manga and watching anime, and a lot of times there's scenes in, like, bathhouses, and I know that in other countries that aren't the United States, like in Europe, nudity really isn't a big deal. So I'm like, okay, if my arms and legs are almost fully exposed, that's just not something that bothers me.
Okay.
Sorry, I wasn't quite sure how to answer that. So I'm like, I was like, oh, wow, I forgot how small these were since I'd been here last, but okay.
Okay. So how did the massage begin when the therapist entered the room?
I remember I sat up. And I pulled the towel to my chest so I wasn't exposed. And I showed him the phone, and like I said, like, he barely glanced at it, so I just assumed the front office person had already explained it to him. The first thing that went wrong was usually my feet are guided into this hot bucket of water so I can kind of, like, ease myself into the temperature or let them know if it's too hot. My feet were guided into the bucket, but there was no water in it. He poured the scalding hot water, and, like, I immediately, like, it was a literal knee-jerk reaction. As I, like, pulled my knees to my chest, I was like, whoa. I wasn't expecting the hot water to be poured over it, and I was thinking about, in parenting books, like, they'll always tell you, put the bath water in first, then put in the baby. Like, the water temperature could be, I don't know. So that was, I was like, okay, this was a bit out of order and super uncomfortable.
Okay. And ultimately, did he cool the water down, or did you just wait? How did you end up resolving that?
I just kind of, like, took a couple deep breaths, and then after the shock settled, I just slowly lowered my feet into it.
Okay. Was there any communication from the therapist? Like, ooh, you know, sorry, is it too hot? You know, can I add some cold? Any communication at all?
I can't recall any. No, I can't recall any reaction to my reaction.
Okay. Now, moving on to the massage. You know, in particular, I understand that at one point the masseuse, the therapist, had massaged near your buttocks or on your buttocks. Could you describe, you know, maybe a little of the lead up into that and what happened in that occasion?
So just leading up to that point, so like the beginning of the massage onward, or
you know, it's really your massage. You are then if there's other things you want to discuss first, you're welcome to. I just you know, our complaint has addressed that you had your buttocks massaged when you had not indicated a desire for that, as well as the incident of the stretching your leg. So if you could describe those two incidents for us, then we could follow up and describe any other elements that you want to discuss.
So after the way too hot water, the next thing was he was massaging my face. I had agreed to be upsold to a 90-minute massage for not much more. And at that place, they always start with a face massage. But he was spending a lot of time on my face, and it felt really weird, like he was inspecting my skin or studying it. Like, I've had facials before, but I was like, okay, this feels weird. And then also he was breathing very heavily, and so, like, I didn't really want him working as closely on my face. And I was like, poor guy, like, maybe he has a cold. And I'm like, no, if you have a cold, you're not going to work on a client. Like, he probably just has a deviated septum or some kind of sinus issues. I'm like, okay, heavy breathing, lots of face touching. That was weird. The events, it kind of goes out of order. Like, I remember at one point, while I was still on my back, he was massaging me under my neck, but he was moving so vigorously with his hands under my neck and my shoulders that, like, my breasts were, like, jiggling like crazy under the towel, and I had to, like, put my hand over the towel to, like, make sure they don't go flying out. And I was just like, whoa there, buddy. Slow down.
Okay. And at that point, was the draping, had he ever done anything to secure the draping tighter around your body?
No, there was, like, no tucking. It was just, like, loosely on top of me. So I just had to, like, re-secure the towel by, like, holding it. And I was like, well, let's just move somewhere else.
And the movement that you describe, if I'm understanding it right, it's not like you wouldn't have noticed. The therapist would have seen you holding on to this towel.
I would think so if their eyes were open. Like, you know, you see a hand flying up and, like, trying to secure the towel, like, around the neck on top of the breast. So,
okay. Was there any effort to readjust the towel, even if it hadn't been secured initially?
No.
Okay. I also understood that perhaps there was some massaging underneath the in the armpit area. Is that true?
Yeah.
You described
that? Yeah. So it was the left shoulder where I tend to have a lot of weakness. But he stretched my arm up, so, like, my elbow was, like, above my ear, and so, like, my arm was stretched up over my head, and then his hand was getting close to where my left breast was spilling into my armpit. I just did that thing that girls do where they just kind of laugh nervously and hope the person gets the hint, and I feel ashamed for saying that, but I, you know, I took my right hand and I moved my breast out of my armpit. He just wasn't getting the hint, so I was like, can we work on something else? And I kept trying to move his hand away, and then he started tugging on my arm really hard, and I said, ow, that hurts, like, please, let's just move somewhere else, like, stop. And then finally he seemed to understand that I wanted him to stop.
Now, when you,
I had to tell him a couple times.
When that was occurring, and you, so you literally grabbed with one hand the breast on the other side of your body to move it away from more towards the center of your sternum?
Yeah.
Okay, and did you leave your hand there so that it remained in place as he kept working?
Yeah, and then I was trying to shrug my arm free, and he just kept tugging on it.
Okay. Do I understand what you're saying to be essentially that there's no reaction on the therapist's part to any of this? Just business, he just kept going on about his business? Is that accurate?
Yeah, he just kept massaging into my armpit, and then, like, no reaction.
Okay. Did the therapist work on your shins, as you had indicated? Diagram it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you describe that for us?
The pain was excruciating. It just felt like fire was searing up and down my shins, and I was telling him, like, ow, that hurts. Please, less pressure. Like, stop it. You're hurting me. And then I just was, like, literally gritting my teeth and just hissing, like, ah, like, okay, less pressure. Like, seriously, that's hurting.
And can I clarify with you, WF, are you literally saying these words well as grimacing?
Yeah, I was like, ow, that hurts. Like, okay, less pressure. Please stop. Like, let's just go somewhere else. Like, if you're not going to do less pressure, like, come on, let's work somewhere else.
Okay, and again, was there any sort of change in practice from the therapist as that was going on?
No, I don't remember if I sat up at this point and, like, gestured for him to, like, move away from my shins or what. It was just, like, all a blur because I'm, like, you know, I'm trying to, like, scoot my boob out of my way and then out of his way. And then I'm, like, I don't know. I remember a lot of, during the massage trying to redirect his hands.
Okay. Okay. Now, could you describe for the board the, I understand at some point there was the stretching of your leg upwards. Could you describe that incident?
So this just, he grabbed my right leg and in one swift motion, like my knee was pinned next to my right ear. I do have hypermobility, which leads to a lot of muscle weakness. But it caused the towel to slide up and my underwear was exposed and my stomach. And that's when I was like, oh my God, like what's happening? And he just started massaging my thigh, like underneath the knee pits and then like towards the buttocks. And I just remember the sense of confusion. Like my physical therapist will slowly stretch my leg and then they'll keep asking like, okay, is here okay? And I'm fully clothed when they're stretching and then doing a massage on me, or my home masseuse will do the same thing. And it's like constant check-ins. He just all of a sudden just grabbed it and like just forced it, almost behind my head, and just immediately his hands were on there just vigorously like massaging away.
Okay. Had you indicated any desire to have work done on your hamstring or the back?
No, it wasn't on the diagram. This wasn't some place that I gestured to later. Like, and so I usually, that's the type of thing where it's like, you're talking through a massage and then you mention it, or like, let's say you're on your stomach and they start massaging your thighs or something, if you've indicated it, of course. And then they're like, well, maybe a stretch could help. Let's get you back on your back. But no, he just grabbed it and just went for it.
Okay. So did he tell you at all that he was about to do a stretch in any way?
No, he just grabbed me.
Okay. And, I understand from your testimony, it was alarming. Did it hurt or cause you discomfort in addition to just the shock?
What got really uncomfortable is that my boxer briefs had rolled up on the legs, and there's that pitted area between like the thigh and the labia majora on a woman. He started massaging in there, and I and like almost touched my labia, and that's when I like pushed his hands away, and I was like trying to close my legs back again.
Okay. So he was within, would you say, an inch or even closer to your genital region?
Maybe closer.
Okay. And then lastly, I understand that at some point, I believe you were probably laying on your stomach at that point when there was the massaging of your buttocks, or the beginning of that, I understand. Can you describe that incident?
Yeah, I was just, like, trying to collect myself, and he just started saying, he started muttering something, and eventually I understood he was saying, your back, like, flip over, so, like, your back is face up is what he wanted me to do. He just kept saying, your back, so I was like, okay. So I flipped face down, and it started off normally. Like, I was like, okay, I think we're done with all the whatever the hell all that was before. This is when he did demonstrate, like, some gowning and draping techniques. He tucked the top of the towel into the top of the boxer brief. And it was all nice and secured, and I was like, okay. And so I need really deep back massages. I get knotted up like crazy. So I was like, more pressure, deeper, you can go harder. And then I always joke with my massage therapist. I'm like, just beat me up. Just get in there. Like, get all those knots out. And then he wasn't applying much more pressure. So I had to keep telling him, I'm like, push in deeper, like, go in harder. I think at one point I might have also, like, lifted my face off the table and, like, was, like, push in. And I was, like, making a fist. And then finally he understood and the pressure was perfect. And I was like, okay, this is why I'm here. I'm like, they usually get the back massages, like, perfectly for me. And then he asked me, like, is okay? And I lifted my head up and I gave him two thumbs up and then I just sunk back into the table. But then at one point, all of a sudden, he just yanked my underwear down. So both of my buttocks were exposed and I began yelling. I said, no, stop, leave me alone, we're done here, get your hands off of me, I just want to get dressed, I want to get home, and like, I was trying to pull his hands away, and I was trying to like, pull my underwear up, and like, get your hands off of me, no, stop, and I just started like, trying to yank my underwear up, and then pushing him off of me as I like grabbed the towel and I was trying to sit up. And at that point, that's when he had a reaction. I like looked into his eyes and I saw his mouth agape and his eyes were widened. And he jerked his hands like close to his torso and his face. And then he like ran out of the room. And that's when I started like trying to readjust my underwear on my body, and I was pulling the towel up to my chest and I started grabbing my clothes and my cell phone. And then he and the front office person, they burst in there, and I was on the phone with 911 as I was like trying to get like my sweater and my bra on at the same time. I sent a picture of what that looked like in the frenzy when I got home and I was getting undressed, and I told my husband, I said, can you help me? Like, I can't get my sweater off. I don't know what's wrong. And he found that it was tangled up in my bra. But I called 911, and the front office lady, she grabbed this towel and she was trying to throw it over my shoulders. And she was saying, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. And I was like, no, get your hands off of me. I'm like, I don't want your apologies. I just want to get out of here. And she kept trying to like hug me, and I just kept yelling for her to get her hands off of me and get out of the room. While I was already on the phone with the officers.
Okay. And had you had any subsequent contact with the first class reflexology staff after that day?
No.
Okay. WF, I think we've gone over the key points of your complaint. Is there anything else in terms of the massage, the techniques that you wanted to describe for the board that I didn't cover?
No.
Okay. I don't have an additional question for you now. I may have follow-up if there are some more questions, but I'll turn it over.
Thank you, Chairman. Russ? And WF, my name is David Bednar. I'm the attorney for Mr. Chu. And I just have a couple of brief questions. When the police arrived, did you tell them about the issue with the hot water in your feet?
No, I was more so concerned about my underwear being yanked down.
Right. And had you indicated to the police officer that the first 30 minutes of the massage were fine?
Probably.
And then the towel that was used to cover you up, can you give us any dimensions or do you remember how large it was?
It was like a towel that you'd find in like a regular spa or motel. Like it was it was kind of narrow. Like it was, I'm 5'3" and it was enough to where it could cover my breasts a couple inches below my clavicle and also be able to cover like my boxer briefs, which go about 4 to 5 inches below the, below the thigh.
So it covered from your shoulders past your knees?
No, not to the shoulders.
From your breast down past your knees?
No, not past my knees. Covering about 4 to 5 inches of the thighs and then going above the breast, sorry, that's my dog. covering the breast and then a couple inches below the clavicle. And then the shoulders. Like, no, it doesn't cover the shoulders.
So from clavicle to mid-thigh?
No, not the clavicle. Like half a foot below the clavicle. Like, I don't know, 5 or 6 inches, 4 or 5 inches.
And had you made any type of objection to the draping that took place?
No.
No further questions.
The redirect?
None from the statement.
Or?
No.
WF. You stated that you had I'm Earl Dusky, board chair.
Huh?
Board chair.
Oh.
You had stated that you were had massages in other countries and you were fairly open to...
No, I haven't had massages in other countries. I've just researched about different countries and cultures, and it's just fascinating how, nudity is treated very differently there. So having the arms and legs completely exposed during a massage, I just figured was probably fine.
Okay. I thought I'd heard that you said that you were relatively open to that concept. I'm just trying to say that when the glutes were exposed, was it the non-communication about what was going to have, and what I'm really hearing from you is the abruptness of it, or was it the fact that they just got exposed?
It's that they got exposed and they got touched, and that was without my consent. I only let my husband touch me there, or a doctor. And even then, they ask, don't touch my breasts, my buttocks, my labia without my consent. Don't touch something that I have not marked off on a diagram. and I'm getting a massage or physical therapy without my consent. That's what I ask. Consent.
How much do you feel that the massage therapist felt that you understood? That how much do you feel he understood what you were requesting?
I thought that a diagram was enough, and that my body language and me pushing his hands away and me yelling was enough to indicate that I was in distress and that this was not consensual at all in the least. I believe that he had a very low comprehension of what was going on. That or he did, and he just chose to ignore it.
And how many times did it take him to actually say, on your back, on your back, on your back? Because I know...
I think he said it maybe 4 or 5 times. Like, I had trouble understanding him.
So to simply flip over, there was actually some miscommunication.
So. Yeah, he was trying to say your back was what he was saying. But I just heard mutterings like your back. I was like, what?
WF, this is Victoria Bowman. I'm vice chair of the massage board. You've had massages since you were a child?
Yes.
And how many different massage therapists would you say you've had work on you? A dozen, several dozen?
Probably a dozen.
Okay. And do you find that different practitioners have different technique and maybe do things differently? Okay, thank you.
WF, this is Emily Clark. How many times have you been to this first-class reflexology location?
I'm sure they have records of it. Like, I remember at one point I had a membership card, or like, not a membership card, but it was like a punch card. Like they have at Dutch Brothers Coffee where they like stamp it off. I probably
like,
filled
like
up.
How many times within the last year or how many years have you been going to this place?
I've been going to them for the 3 years that I was in Ahwatukee. So I would say like maybe 12 to 20 times or something, probably like close to somewhere in the middle of there.
Have you had any issues with the therapist doing with communication issues before?
Like, at most, I would just have to repeat myself and add a gesture, but that was really, really it. So I'd say no. I mean, even people with perfect hearing and speaking the same language, sometimes we have to repeat ourselves.
This is Victoria Bowman again. Did you go there for reflexology or massage or both in the 3 years that you went?
It was both.
Both?
I really couldn't tell a distinction because, I mean, I've had regular massage therapists who also do reflexology techniques. It all just kind of blends together.
So did you predominantly go there for massage or predominantly for reflexology?
I would ask for a massage, and they would use reflexology techniques as well.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Any additional witnesses? Is everybody done first?
I'm done.
Chair, you should ask, based upon board questions, whether State has any follow-up questions for WF.
And I don't.
Okay.
Also, Respondents' Counsel, whether he has any follow-up questions.
Any follow-up questions?
Yes, just one. And, ma'am, when you go to get a massage and you're going for a 90-minute massage, do you assume that your entire body is going to be massaged, or just those areas that you indicated on the body diagram?
Just those areas.
So
The only change is if the massage therapist says, well, this is linking here. Would you mind if I do this? But that was not communicated.
And on the diagram that we received from the investigator, Mr. White, it has the front of a female body, and there's one X on the left-hand shoulder, and then there's an X on the back of the neck, the top of the spine, the middle of the back, and then at the top of the left buttocks. There's no...
No, it's not on... It's above, not at the top of the buttocks. It's above it.
Okay, so
marking
it's
off where you see the... what is it? The SI joint there.
Okay. And then on the other diagram of the front of the body, the shins are marked, and then the knee is marked on the left-hand side. And those are the areas that you indicated to the manager prior to your massage?
Yes, I showed her that diagram, which I had on my phone.
All right.
Well, I mean, I don't know if she's the manager, but whoever was working the front desk.
All right. And there's no mark on your face or your feet, but you indicated that those were massaged as well.
Correct.
All right. And was there an objection that you made since you did not mark your face or your feet on the diagram?
No.
Any reason for that?
I'm so used to... I'm so used to the fact that anytime that I've gone there, they always start off with a relaxing facial massage, and they always put the feet in the bucket.
Okay. So.
Oh, that's just out of habit. I was just like, okay, cool. This is happening like usual, or so I would have hoped.
Right. And prior massages, had you had your hamstrings massaged?
Like in my life?
At first class.
Yes, I've had them massaged before.
Okay. No further questions.
No more questions from the state as well.
Okay. Does the respondent wish to call any witnesses?
Me? Still have to go back to Mr. White.
Okay.
Yeah, and we've received a copy of the police report, pages 5 through... Evan, Mr. White, do you have a copy of that in front of you? Okay. And just to coordinate this, have you seen this before?
Yes.
Okay. Is this, to your knowledge, a true and accurate copy of that police report?
Yes.
Okay. The state will move to admit this into the record.
Yes.
With one caveat, which is that it needs some redaction because WF's name is spelled out.
Okay.
So if there's no objection, then we would... have a redacted copy put into the record rather than an unredacted copy.
And objection to redaction.
Or WF's name or any other personal identifying information.
I'll let the read.
And Mr. Chair, while you're clarifying the record, I understood that the documents with WF's statement and the anatomical drawing has also been introduced into evidence. Is that correct?
Yes. Putting that in.
And then, apart from that, Mr. White's, I was finished Mr. White any questions. He was going to be cross-examined, and there were some questions about this police report. So I have no objection to proceeding back to that line of inquiry from the Respondent's Counsel.
Thank you. And Mr. White, you did have the opportunity to review the police report, as previously indicated. And there was a mention on the second page of the police report, and it's in the third paragraph down. About mid-paragraph, it says, she stated that for the first 30 minutes of the massage, there were no issues. At a point in the session, the masseuse, who was later identified as Yulang Chu, had her lay on her back and lift up her right leg. There's no indication in the police report about anything prior to that taking place in massage, such as there was no mention of the feet, no mention of the face massage. Did you have an opportunity to review that with WF?
Yes.
All right. And then there was a report or an email that came to you about 3 months later that was a little more in-depth regarding what had occurred. And did you file any type of follow-up report after receiving the March email from WF?
No, no, I didn't.
All right. No further questions.
Mr. Chair, if I may, this may I redirect?
Sure.
Mr. White, do you have a history in law enforcement?
Yes.
Okay. And have you are you somewhat familiar with? Let me rephrase that. Would an uncomfortable face massage, to your knowledge, give rise to any sort of criminal activity?
No.
Okay, what about a hot, overly hot foot bath? Okay. So as a policeman investigating, did you ever have to investigate crimes?
Every day, yeah.
Okay. And you've been here for Ms. WF's testimony, have you not?
Yes.
Okay. Would those matters that arose that might be relevant to this board regarding, you know, an uncomfortable face massage or a bad draping technique, would those rise to in your mind to any sort of criminal activity?
The face, the hand, the hot water wouldn't bring any attention to me. The draping would be a part of what I'd be looking at. The touching of the breast, touching of the close of the private area.
Okay. Yes. Does it appear to you that WF informed this police officer of the things that you would have wanted to be informed about on this type of investigation?
Yes, sir.
Okay. No other question.
Okay. Where are we at?
You should ask the state if the state rests.
And the state does rest.
It
does. We rest.
It does. Okay. Now we go. Does this restaurant wish to call any witnesses? I'm sorry, I thought that's what we were.
Yes, we would. And the first witness we would call would be Yuan Tong, who's the manager at First Class. And I'm not sure, but would it be proper to have her testify from the podium right here?
Sure.
She's not been placed under oath, so you would.
She actually did raise her hand. She did raise her hand.
So then let the record reflect that this witness was previously sworn in.
Okay. So, and she was, as said.
And Ms. Tong, can you introduce yourself to the board?
Yes, I am the manager, and I'm also working there as a massage therapist because I'm a licensed massage therapist too for quite a long time.
And what's your name?
My name is Li Juan Tong.
All right. Ms. Tong,
yes.
If you can, it's being recorded. I'm going to ask you a question, and then you'll let me finish my question, and then you can answer it to the microphone. That way it would. Do you understand?
Yes.
So when WF first came to your place of business, what was your discussion with her?
She came in, she scheduled 90 minutes. Once she came in, she showed me a picture on the cell phone. It's for upper back. I don't remember how she marked that, but I remember it for upper back and here, front shin. There's two sides and nothing different.
And Ms. Tong and Mr. Bednar, it is being recorded. It's not video recorded. So if she gestures to an area of her body, if she could specify, mark the shin instead of pointing to her leg, right?
Ms. Tong, yes. There's an exhibit that's been entered into the record, and it's of a woman's body. Does this diagram look familiar to you?
No, this is not the one she showed me.
Can you describe the diagram that she showed
you? Diagram showed me just from here. First one, a second one, just this two parts, nothing else.
So when you say these parts and you point it down, for the record, can you indicate to those parts that you pointed to?
on the human body?
Yes.
Right. Can you describe those parts for the board?
The parts to feel be the upper back, neck, from the trapezius here, and the whole of the and also the front side here, shin.
When you say the front side of the leg, do you mean both shins?
Yes.
And so, did you translate those parts of the body for Mr. Chu?
Yes.
Did he appear to understand what she wanted massage?
Yes.
Okay. And after she went back into the room, when was the next time that you saw WL?
Almost finished. He went run front, and I was looking on back because I heard someone's talking. We don't have a door, so I can hear somebody's talking, but not too loud. And he went to me, please, to go see what's wrong. I said, what happened? He said, no, I don't know. So I went into the room. I lowered my body in front of her because she's sitting on there. That bench. I was lowering my body in front of her. I said, what happened? She said, I don't remember exactly, but she just let me go.
Ms. Tong,
yes.
Can you tell the board how high the massage table was off of the ground?
I'm not quite sure.
Well, you're pointing to your knee. Can you give us an estimate in inches?
I think it's about this tall.
About how many inches would that be? Okay, so about 24 inches tall?
Yeah.
Right. And are you familiar with the towel that
yes.
I use?
Yes.
Right? And did you bring a towel with you?
Yes, I
right.
did.
Can you grab that towel?
One we are using, one I can take it.
So that towel that you're displaying for the board,
yes.
is that the towels that are used at your place of business?
Yes.
Are those towels uniform in size and shape? Are all the towels the same?
Yeah, same stuff. Right.
And so how tall are you?
5'4".
5'4".
Yeah.
WF stated that she was 5'3", and you're 5'4". Is it correct to describe that that towel covers you from your armpits all the way down to your ankle?
Yeah, that's what I said.
You can put the towel down. Would that have been the same towel that was used on WF the day she came to your place?
Same size.
And how long have you been using those same size towels?
We bought the store over since last July 1st. So we took all the things over from the previous owner. They have been ever used there.
Right, and so when the police came to your business, were you interviewed by the police?
Yes.
Right. And did you tell them what you just told the board?
The police asked me some question. What happened? We had no idea. I asked him. We didn't understand what's wrong with that. So we just explained a little bit to the police. Please ask us some question, just a few questions to me, and write down our name, something like that.
All right. Prior to Mr. Chu coming out of the massage room, were you or did you hear any screams or any noises made by WF during the massage?
No.
Did you? Well, the police report indicates that the massage took place in room number 5. How far is room number 5 from the desk that you were at?
I think 30 feet.
Okay. And approximately 30 feet. And the door to the massage room number 5, is it just a curtain?
Just a curtain. No doors.
No doors.
No doors.
Right? So you're able to hear what's going on in the massage
yes.
room.
Whenever they talk, somebody talking a little bit louder, I'll go back to stop them because we have some other people disturb them.
And did you hear WF make any objections to the way she's being massaged?
Before, no.
Just at the very end?
Yeah.
No further questions at this time.
The towel that you just used, is it accurate? You were holding it vertically, that it's a rectangle shape, not a square, and that you were hanging it the long ways down your body?
Well, the customer, when they lay down, they cover themselves from here to there.
Okay, but when you were just displaying it to the board, you had it the long way down
yeah,
your body.
Yeah, the long way. Yeah, that's what
okay.
we do.
And would you agree that as it's laying on your, or as you're vertically holding it long ways, there's not much extra towel on the side?
You just touch it, hold it.
Okay. Not enough that you could tuck both sides under
no. comfortably. No. Oh, here you go. Oh, so fine, so soft. So when you lay down there, the people will go a little bit in. So when you cover that, it will be exactly.
Okay. And if you had placed that towel instead of vertically down your body, but horizontally, so that it was across your body, you'd agree it would cover up less of your body.
Sorry, I didn't.
You know, if you grab a towel as you're out of the shower
uh-huh.
and you would wrap it around yourself,
oh, yes.
would you agree it wouldn't cover from your shoulders always?
Oh, but we don't do that way.
Okay, but.
For some men. You see, the men, somebody.
Okay, but did Mr., to your knowledge, did Mr. Chu drape WF? Did he do the draping on her, or did she cover herself with the towel?
I worked together with him many times, so I know what we did. I know what he did. We did that exactly.
Okay, but when your therapist leaves the room to allow someone to get on the table and disrobe, they cover themselves with a towel, right?
Yeah, the customer first covered themselves first.
Okay, and if the therapist was to come in and want to adjust it, they'd have to probably leave the room and instruct them, right? Because they wouldn't be wearing clothes underneath.
You know, when they before they enter the room, they just knock on the wall and ask, are you ready? They said, yes, ready. Then
but if WF had draped herself with the towel sideways instead of vertically,
no.
Well, I'm not asking you, you weren't in the room, right?
No,
no
one,
ma'am,
oh.
Wait for my question.
Okay.
If she had put the towel sideways, it wouldn't have covered as much. Is that accurate?
They had the, no, not me.
And if Mr. Chu came in the room and saw she had put the towel sideways, he couldn't adjust it himself, right, without exposing her. The towel's not large enough that he could hold it up,
mm-hmm.
for example, like a big sheet,
mm-hmm.
and avert his eyes while she could adjust herself, and he could turn the towel 90 degrees and put it on her. Wouldn't she be exposed? If that had to happen, just
if
that,
that
one
that happened, shouldn't be able to do that.
Now, and you were unaware at the time you heard Miss WF exclaiming. You were unaware at all what was going on in that room?
In front of.
Right. I mean, you testified you hadn't heard anything before.
No.
And so she may have been speaking to Mr. Chu, and you just didn't hear it. Is that possible?
If they talk a little bit slow, I won't.
Okay. And were there other massages going on that day at the same time?
Same. Yeah, should be.
Okay.
Yeah, we have.
Why did you feel it necessary to communicate with Mr. Chu regarding the scope of the massage rather than just letting him speak with the client himself?
Every customer, no matter what they want, I explain to the workers what the customer needs because they just understand a little bit English. And after they go into the room, I don't want them to talk to the customer a lot because the customer needs quiet. So we have been working a lot, so we can figure out which one, if I told him anybody, if I tell them where they need to work more, they understand exactly.
Okay. So would you agree with me that it's practiced there at First Class Reflexology to avoid the massage therapists speaking much to the client?
Not avoid, because they don't speak a lot of English. They just understand some simple English.
Okay. Is it also the case that you don't want them to have too much conversation because...
Oh, yeah. Not talk too much in the room.
Okay. So if WF said that she was having trouble communicating to Mr. Chu what she wanted or didn't want, that wouldn't surprise you, right?
No. But the simple English should be okay. Light, deep, medium, soft. This kind of work.
Okay.
Other.
Okay. I have no further question.
Redirect.
No further questions. Thank you.
Questions from the board.
Oh. Questions for Ms. Tong.
Yeah.
Mr. Bednar, the board did have questions for Ms. Tong.
Okay. Ms. Tong, can you please come back up?
Yes.
The board has some questions
yeah.
for you.
I do. Mm-hmm. I do. So she came in on her phone and gave you the areas.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't in one picture. It came in two pictures?
Yeah, two pictures.
Okay. So it was your job to interpret those pictures and her verbal
mm-hmm.
to Mr. Correct me, how do you say his last name?
Chu. Yeah.
Chu. So it's there's two people down the line that have to. So it's being interpreted by you to him, right? You're interpreting what the pictures say and what she's saying to him.
I told him she wants more on back and the brush.
Okay, I'm hearing you say he wanted more there, but was there any talk about where there was not to be any touch?
No.
Okay.
So had you ever seen these pictures?
No, not this one.
Okay.
So all these, I'm sorry. So all you saw was the pictures on the telephone?
Small picture for the first part and from here to here.
Okay.
Pictures.
How big was the phone?
I think about...
Standard size?
Standard size, yes. I think about this size. I can remember that because this is the only one experience that I have this thing. So every people come in, they will tell me which part they need. They want light. So she's only want to show me the picture, so I have that. I remember that.
Okay. Are there any additional witnesses?
Mr. Chair, you ask counsel whether they have any follow-up based upon your questions. And
okay.
Start with the statement.
None from the state. Thank you.
All
right. None from the petitioner. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Are there any additional witnesses?
Yes. I would call Mr. Chu.
Okay.
Mr. Chu, you've had an opportunity to listen to the testimony. Do you agree with the way that WF described her massage? All right. Can you please describe to the board the massage that you gave to WF?
Just a regular standard procedure.
Okay. And as far as the diagram goes that we have received, did you see this diagram prior to massaging WF?
你们先看到这个图片吗？没有这个图片，没有，didn't see this diagram.
Right. And how did you know what areas to massage WF?
那你怎么知道？手机上一个图片，按摩的时候的图片。 from her phone diagram.
What form diagram?
From her telephone diagram.
Did she show you her telephone diagram?
No, I just saw the diagram.
Okay, and when I said she, what I meant to ask you was, did WF show you the diagram on her phone?
她有没有把她的手机的图片给你看了，看了一下，就是看了就是我们中传的按摩的图片，只是教我的电邮。She did show me the diagram and also the front.
And that diagram, was it in two different pictures as described by Ms. Tong?
像刚才董小姐说的，是不是是两个图片？ 就是一个正面的图片，only one diagram.
Right, and one diagram? And what did that one diagram show?
一个图片怎么样？而且拿出来看一下之后，我就有多少个位置，有我的肩，有这些地方有腿。So the diagram showing the shoulder and also the shin.
Okay, and so did one diagram show the shoulders?
没有一个图片说显示他的肩膀，没有。Right.
What I'm trying to clarify is how many diagrams did you see to show you what you needed to massage?
看到这两个东西在一个图片，没有。
There might be some confusion here. You did not see this diagram prior to the massage?
No.
Okay. The diagram you saw was on a telephone.
It's a massage diagram. Not like this one.
And was there one picture or two pictures that showed you where to massage? Only one, okay. So on that diagram, if there was only one picture, did it show the front and the back of the body?
只有一个图片的话，这个身体的前方跟后方都显示出来。没有，就是说你显示的后方。Only the back.
Did you see any pictures of the front of her legs?
没有看到一个图片关于她的脚的前面。就是手别一下，就是手别一下。哦，是。
Did you ever receive a diagram on her phone that indicated she wanted her legs massaged?
No, only the back.
Only the back of the legs? So is your understanding that she wanted the back of her legs massaged?
他后腿，小腿这方面要按摩，前腿，这不是，翻翻身。So
during the massage, what was the first body part that you started with?
在马萨的这段期间，从哪里开始？从头，脖子，从脸，脖子，肩，胳膊，放在head，手。 The head, neck, face, and the arms.
Right. And was WF lying on her back when you massaged her face and arms?
WF是不是躺着？你跟她按摩脸，跟她的手背。Yes.
And after you finished her arms, what was the next area of her body that you massaged?
当你完成她的手腕之后，下一个身体部位。 去倒水，把客人的水给倒掉，然后再做膝盖以下多久？倒多少？再说一遍，你说做完这个倒水？上半小时结束了，就是开始下给客人倒水，我有的水倒掉， I start working on her. I take out the bucket of water, take the bucket out, dump the bucket of water, and start working on his feet.
Okay. And did you test the water prior to her feet being put in the water?
Only a warm water.
You used warm water. Did you pour the water over her feet, or did she put her feet in the water?
Put the water in the bucket and then put her feet into the water.
Okay, so you did not pour water onto her feet. And after you finished her feet, what was the next body part that you moved to for massage?
A bit of request clarification. So, 把那个脚先擦干净。用硫酸，然后给擦干净了之后，就办事。
I dry out her feet because the feet may have some grease or oil, so I clean it up, dry out her feet, turn her body over.
At what point did you massage her shins?
你什么时候按摩她的前脚？就是结溃结束了，脚就基本上就是结束了。
Almost finished.
Okay, so did you do the shins after you massaged her feet?
你先做这个前脚的地方，然后才做脚。 先从膝盖以下打上油，然后开始先做脚，做完脚最后做到腿。你先做这个，先做脚，先从左脚开始做，做完脚做到腿，这一次结束，再做右脚。After
massage the feet, and then
put oil in the shin. And at any time that you massaged her shin, did you feel that she did not want you to massage that area?
No.
Did she say anything to you about the amount of pressure you used during the massage of her shins? Did you feel that you were inappropriately massaging her shins with too much pressure? And after you finished her shins, is that when you flipped her over?
I told her to turn over.
Right. And how did you provide privacy so she was not exposed when she rolled over?
Using the towel.
Right. And when the towel was across WF's body, was the towel lengthwise? Can you describe to the board how much of her body that the towel covered lengthwise?
可以告诉我, 是他的身体盖住了多少？
盖到肩， 盖到膝盖， 膝盖以下。
From the shoulder to lower the
So it's your testimony that the towel you were using covered WF from her shoulders all the way to the middle of her shins?
是从肩膀到她这个小腿的中间吗？
不是啊。
A little bit lower than the middle of the shin?
比这个中间的小腿低得多啊，在这里到膝盖以下了。Lower than the knee.
Okay. All right, and so then once she was rolled over, did the towel stay on her back lengthwise as well?
当他转的时候，这个浴巾是不是还盖着他？是折的，给他折的，给他我是用比如说接的两个长角，给他折的，就是吧。Yeah, holding two corner of the towel, starting low.
Yes,
count.
And then on this diagram, there are four X's starting from right above her gluteus maximus all the way up to her neck. Did you massage those areas during your massage?
从这个图片你可以看到，从他的从发际的地方到他的颈部的地方，这些都是你要按摩的地方。这是腰部。
这个是腰部，腰部脖子肩，不是肩膀，没有。
No, only under the waist, under the waist here.
So the lowest X right above her gluteus maximus, you did not massage that area.
对，这个第一个打叉的地方，在她的大肌的地方，不是你按摩的地方，不是按摩地方。
You did massage the middle of her back, this big X, on the diagram.
跟他按摩这个腰以上，这个大叉叉的地方有腰以上，对，above the waist,
all the way to the neck.
Yeah,
during the time that you massaged from her neck all the way down to the middle of her back, did she indicate to you that you were doing an improper massage?
当你在跟她按摩从颈部到她腰部的地方，她有没有觉得她没有说她觉得不舒服不正常？没有，做了很长时间之后，她三个手的现在大拇指都很好。After I do for quite a while, and using she pointed two thumbs up and said, "Doing pretty good."
Alright. So, was it your understanding that you were performing the massage that you were requested to do?
你认为那时候做的这些都是你该做的地方？对。Yes.
And at any time, or excuse me, during the time that you massaged her back, was the towel covering her back?
在你做她背后的时候，浴巾有没有盖住她的背后？浴巾盖到腰，把她扯到盖到腰。 盖到背，背没盖，盖到腰以下。 The waist down.
So you pulled the towel down to her waist.
你把这个毛巾把拉到。用柔身，用柔身，腰以上之后有用柔身，用胳膊。把那个毛巾给拉下来，收到他的腰部。腰部。I lowered the towel to the waist.
Right. And how did you secure the towel in place to cover her gluteus maximus?
那你怎么样把它盖住他的那个大腿？毛巾现在是在这个位置吗？我就扯到这个扯到下面这个边，我先扯，然后呢，盖到这个位置，打上一个小毛巾，还有个小，我们这还有个小毛巾，打上。
I lowered the towel under here, and then using a small towel to cover that.
A small towel to cover what?
小毛巾盖住什么？
小毛巾盖着，小毛巾打在那个大毛巾那个头上，之后折一下，就是折一下。Using
a small towel, tucked it to the bigger towel and cover.
Right. When you say you tucked it, what did you tuck the towel into?
你说你按住的话，你把这个 把这个毛巾放到哪里去呢？
大毛巾那边，大毛巾那边。
Tuck it to the big towel, on the side of the big towel.
Right. And was there any tucking that was done into the top of her underwear, her boxers?
那你有没有弄到她的，她放进她的那个内裤底？
没有，看不到，看不到。
Right. Did you ever massage the gluteus maximus on WF?
那你有没有按摩他的这个大臀肌？
大臀肌没有，就是说下面结束了，基本上结束了，用我的右胳膊按他的左边，就是用胳膊，但是中长按摩下来。
Request clarification. 说你做完这个
喷完油
I put the oil
yeah.
I put the ointment and then using my arm to massage.
Right. And when you're saying you use your arm to massage, did you use your arm to massage her buttocks?
那你说你用肩膀来按摩，你没有按摩到她的这个屁股？
没有，随着这个位置就是
这里
都推完了，这都结束了。对，你是顺着过来了，
你是推哪里？
然后这个时候毛巾全部上来了。
对不对 ？Request clarification，你是用身体，你是用肘按这里还是？
没
肘，
没肘。
胳膊按哪里？按这里。
旁边边侧。
On the side of the thigh。
对，
on the side of the thigh。
Okay, so you massage the sides of her thigh below the buttocks。
是在大臀部的下面吗？
弯弯的腰，顺着边就外侧，
从这边这样子下面。
对，
from the wrist on the side.
Okay, so it's true then that you did massage the side of her buttocks with your forearm. Is indicated.
你是有用你的肩膀弄到她的臀部的？
没有肩膀，胳膊就用这个位置。
Only my arm.
Okay. All right. So you massage the outside of her buttocks with your arm.
你是在她的臀部的外面。
对，我也是，我在这边。Yes.
All right. And was her buttocks covered with two towels at that time?
那你那时候她的屁股是大臀部的地方是不是有两个毛巾盖着？
对。
Yes.
And after you finished the buttocks, did you move to the lower part of the leg?
做完这前面这个大臀部的地方，有没有做这个底下这个地方？
这底下之后就是用手给捏捏，就是推肚子。
Using my hand to massage.
Okay, and WF stated that you lifted her leg up and stretched it towards her head. Did you ever make that movement with her leg?
WF 那位小姐说你把她腿抬高放到她的这个脖子的地方。
绝对没有
，absolutely not.
Right, and she also made a statement that you came close to touching her labia. Did you ever come close to touching her crotch area?
她也在这边也陈述说，你曾经在她的外阴唇这个地方做，你有动到这个外阴唇这个地方？
绝对没有
，absolutely not.
And when she was covered with the towel, was she wearing boxer brief underwear at the time?
当她盖住这个浴巾的时候，她是不是穿着四角内裤？
没看到。
她是不是有穿四角内裤？
穿的。
Yeah, she's wearing, but I didn't see.
Okay, and you never saw any of her private parts during the massage.
在按摩期间，你没有看到她的私处？
没有，没看到。
Never see.
Right. At what point during the massage did you feel that something was wrong?
在按摩的期间，在哪一个期间你觉得是都觉得不对的？
没有，正常按摩。
No, I just get normal massage.
Right, but. At one point during the massage, WF stated that she became unhappy with the massage and told you to leave.
按摩期间有一段时间，她不高兴，然后叫你离开，是吗？
Do you remember when that was?
Almost finished.
At the very end?
Yes.
What happened?
怎么样回事？就是按她的梯度了，二了一声。 When I massage her leg.
All right. So when you started to massage her calf, she started to scream?
你在massage她的小腿的时候，她就... Yes.
All right. And do you know what caused her to scream?
那是什么原因造成她？没有，突然她叫了一声，我又赶紧跑前台。 I don't know. She just screaming all suddenly. So I talked to my manager.
You left the room?
离开了房间。对。我从前台就叫manager. Yes, I went to the front desk and talked to the manager.
Right. When you were massaging her shin, were you using the same pressure on her shin that you were using on her back?
按摩她的
Different. And were you using harder pressure on her shins? When she started to scream.
No, just normal, normal muscle.
Were you surprised by her reaction?
你没觉得很惊讶的他的反应？没有，他突然叫那一声，把我叫愣了，就没有。Yeah, he's screaming and I just confused. So I talked to the manager.
Right. And did you feel up to that point that you were performing a good massage?
到那个时候，之前都觉得你都按摩得很好。在很好。Yeah, I massage pretty good.
No further questions at this time.
Correct? Yeah, briefly. Mr. Chu, I understand English is not your first language. So, as the manager testified, or owner, would you have difficulty understanding phrases like, other than too much pressure, hard, soft, very basic phrases?
像在经理刚才说的，你除了这个压力轻不重，或者是轻重不重，没有问题。No, understand. No problem.
Okay, so they're incorrect when she says you would need help.
说你需要帮助，他是错的吗？需要帮助。 I'm not understand what's that.
Well, for example, Mrs. WF said some of the things she said, it wasn't, I don't like that, stop. Sometimes it's, can we try something else?
WF这位小姐说停止，不要做或者用别的东西，这些你都明白。就知道不？most of the I can understand.
Okay, was she communicating audibly at all that he can recall?
她有没有跟你用口头上跟你说？没有。No.
Okay. Any further questions?
Questions?
I guess the question that I have is, was the towel vertical or horizontal?
问题是，那个毛巾是直的，还是长的？
Earl Dusky, were you ever told by management and or the client where not to massage?
客人没有告诉你哪个部位不要按摩。 No.
One more quick question. You used the firm term several times when you said it, normal massage. In short, how would you describe normal massage?
正常按摩。Normal massage is from the neck, back, and arm, hand, and feet,
about the feet,
and back.
Are the glutes included in a normal massage?
大腿,
glutes, the buttocks.
大肌,
那么是外侧，外侧用手，用手臂把它改过来，外面对外侧，on
the outside of the glute. My arm.
So he uses his forearm when he does the glutes. Okay. A normal massage. What percentage of people get that, or is that?
正常的按摩, 有多少层的按摩这个?
很快, 就是一下就到了脚和膝盖到了腿肚,
pretty fast, just breathe through it.
I think what I meant, maybe I didn't hear the right question. How many people getting normal massage? Most of them? All of them? Or is there, what differentiates it from normal?
我问你是多少人用这个正常的？多少人？多少人要正常？做按摩都有。
Most of people are asking for normal massage.
I want to do that.
Any other questions?
From the state, no.
Not from petitioner, thank you.
Other questions? Okay.
You should ask, confirm the respondent that he has no additional witnesses.
Oh.
Yes, we have no further witnesses. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. This concludes the evidentiary portion of the administrative hearing. Board will now hear closing arguments. The state may present a closing argument.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the board. So it's not uncommon, of course, that you have two different stories of what occurred in the massage therapy room. Notable differences obviously include that WF described how the towel had been tucked into her underwear, and then those underwear were pulled down, and Mr. Chu began to massage her buttocks when she stopped the massage. With that quite extreme, you know, immediate call for it to stop, no, you know, don't, and then call to 911, so on. He says he didn't really massage her buttocks at all. And subsequently, he said he massaged the side of them. So there's obviously some disagreement there. You know, he says he can't hear anything. She didn't make any audible sounds to describe anything. So, I mean, I guess you might chalk this one up as, oh, it's a miscommunication because of a language barrier. But that's not exactly what was presented to you. What was presented to you is WF describing how on many occasions she attempted to verbally and non-verbally redirect Mr. Chu
to have him provide her a massage that was comfortable for her and that made her feel safe and also get benefit, and audibly several times, and also, as she said, grimacing, wincing, you know, making that sound of pain. And Mr. Chu says he didn't hear any of it. So I don't really think that you do have much of a language barrier. He says he understands words just fine, even phrases rather than, you know, hard, soft, single words. He says he understands fine. But that may not be the case. I mean, at least his managing person who testified here today indicated that she felt it was necessary to clear up potential language barrier issues. For a variety of reasons, but one being that she wanted to, you know, quiet in the facility and wouldn't want people's communication interrupting other clients' tranquility. But I think what you hear really from WF is that this was not a massage where the therapist was interested or receptive to the client's feedback. And I think you hear from WF that she's a very experienced recipient of massage therapy. She, like most people, isn't as direct as we can be at times. You might just, you know, move your body around, you know, say, maybe not there. You know, you might not use the most direct and forceful words right from the get-go to redirect someone in any kind of environment, but especially when you're in this vulnerable place. But she clearly isn't someone who is afraid of instructing a massage therapist what she wants. I mean, even this facility said this is the only time anyone ever came in with a picture. So they don't deny that she was shown a picture. It's been a while since they've seen it. They didn't retain a copy, obviously, because she showed it to them on her phone. This is the picture she provided. It says she says this is the one she gave. I think in terms of believing whether there was a picture, that's established. She did show up the diagram, and I don't know why you'd have reason to doubt that Ms. Fink is presenting us the same diagram that she showed. I don't see how, you know, how much relevance that has, but she clearly attempted to describe both to the front desk and then again to Mr. Chu the places she wanted to be massaged. And, you know, perhaps it was understood by them that these were focus areas and that everything else was fair game. But once she presents this picture, they'd never even seen anyone come in with a picture before. She presents this picture. Clearly, the therapist did not take any precaution to make sure he understood what was going on. She described him as kind of just, oh, yeah, I know. Well, because he had been shown it and told. But as he testified, he wasn't told, and he didn't understand these were the only acceptable areas for him to touch this client. I think they took it for granted, despite it being quite a unique circumstance to them. And the testimony from Ms. WF indicates that it didn't end there at the beginning when they kind of didn't seem to take her seriously when she presented this diagram, but it also seems to have persisted throughout the massage, where what she wanted was not respected. And clearly what she did not want, which was any area she had not approved them to be massaging her, was not respected. You know, he doesn't recall stretching her leg up to her head. You know, there's not much we can do with that. She says it happened. He says he doesn't remember it. It's not a minor thing. It's not like, well, I don't remember if I touched the side of someone's body or if I worked on the shoulder for 5 minutes or 10 minutes. Having your leg lifted up towards your head in that way that she described it so abruptly is not something you would mistake for any other movement. So, again, you really only have two people here who know what happened. You've heard from both of them. And I hope that you conclude, at the very least, that Mr. Chu has violated your statutes in a couple ways. And we've cited 4253A10, which is engaging in conduct that could harm the public. Remember, that's could harm the public. So not communicating with your client because you either can't speak the language well enough or you think you've already heard it from someone else, your manager or the owner, I think is a dangerous practice, especially when someone is presenting you with an anatomical diagram trying to tell you, the therapist, what she wants. And I think the evidence presented to you shows that Mr. Chu did not speak with his client. After all, that was the person who had the client. That was the person who was going to perform the massage. He was unable to communicate with her. Number one, he should be able to, because we have a language proficiency requirement for massage therapy licenses. But if he couldn't, he should have engaged people who could translate for him. But it seemed like he somewhat took that for granted, to put it in the least. And that also implicates a violation, perhaps, of 4253A14, which is engaging in substandard care due to deliberate or negligent conduct, whether it results in actual injury. I think one thing everyone can agree on, having heard WF, is she had an uncomfortable, unpleasant, at times painful massage, and largely that appears to be due to a lack of checking in, of communication, and a disregard, apparently, for what she was experiencing, not being in tune with her to such a degree that she expressed many times over things that were making her uncomfortable, and it appears that Mr. Chu didn't hear any of them. One must question whether he's trying to be alert and appreciate what his client is feeling. Lastly, 4253A16, failing to adhere to the recognized standards and ethics of the massage therapy profession as that relates to your rules, R415103C. And that is to provide massage therapy only when the licensee believes that it will be advantageous to the client, and E is an echo, provide draping that ensures the safety, comfort, and privacy of the client. So when this client, WF, came in and said, this is what I want, and essentially, if she had been listened to or focused on, it could have been even further clarified that this is all I want. That's what she meant to do, at least, if they had followed up. Providing any other type of massage therapy when someone's been so explicit without communicating with that client, how could a licensee know that it was going to be advantageous to her? She clearly said that's not what she wanted, and there was no communication that he should be doing anything differently. And then she described the draping. I've not yet heard in one of our cases this type of just a towel. I'll leave that to the board members. All three of you happen to be professional members, so you know how you will feel about just a towel in that circumstance. Obviously, WF was uncomfortable with it, and she described having to secure her breast. And that should just be a sign that at least, whether it works for one person or another, WF wasn't comfortable. She had to literally hold her breast in the drape herself, which could not have been missed by a therapist to start to realize, you know, maybe I should ask her if she'd like an additional towel, or at least check in with her. So at the end of the day, I think what you have is a massage therapist who could really benefit from being more in tune with his client's desires coming into the massage, especially when they're quite explicit about wanting to communicate that, then looking and checking in and communicating in any way that needs to be done, even with language barriers, to make sure that comfort continues, not just from the beginning, but throughout the massage. And, you know, we haven't cited any sort of sexual activity violations here. State, you know, didn't hear that there was any touching of any breasts or genitals. It's not that kind of case. But it certainly is a case worth your attention, and we hope that you issue an order that will ensure this no one else goes through what WF went through. Thank you.
I'm going to present it for the night. You're done, right?
Yes.
Okay. Respondent may present a closing argument.
Yes. To the board, we would represent that there is no intentional substandard care or any type of conduct that was dangerous to the public through this massage encounter. Obviously, and I think the board can tell through the presentation of evidence today, that there was a misunderstanding and even admitted by WF coming into the massage place of business, she stated, I knew there was a language barrier, and I showed the front office person an anatomical diagram with red accents on it. But as one of the board members properly inquired, did she indicate areas that she did not want touched? And Mr. Chu stated that no, there were no areas that he was told prior to the massage that were off limits. And I think that could be interpreted as one of the misunderstandings that may have taken place, which was also summarized by the police officer who investigated the matter, that there was some type of misunderstanding, and that his description of a normal massage covers almost the entire body. And when he stated that he... one of the most questionable areas, I believe, that's brought up in the complaint is the massage of the buttocks, and she claims it was done undraped. He claims, Mr. Chu claims, that it was double draped, that he had it down from her waist down to her legs, and he had a smaller towel over her buttocks, and then he used his forearm to massage the outside of the buttocks, and that's a normal massage for him. So I think that's where one of the major misunderstandings takes place, that this is normal to him. And in fact, he thought it was advantageous to his client because, as he stated during his testimony, she gave him two thumbs up during the massage, which also indicates to me that she was more comfortable giving some type of signal to him other than using words to indicate that she was pleased with what was happening. Obviously, at the end of the massage, when he is massaging her calves, she let him know that either it was uncomfortable or it hurt her, and she yelled or screamed, made enough noise where it made Mr. Chu uncomfortable, and he left the room to go get assistance at the front desk. And that's when he went and got Ms. Tong. And she came back and tried to calm down WF. And both Ms. Tong and Mr. Chu were cooperative with the police, gave him their statements, and as was summarized by that investigating officer, he didn't believe an assault took place, but believed that there was definitely a language barrier and a misunderstanding between the parties. So, I suppose that the lesson learned here is that, if anything, without any intentional violation of the statutes that this board covers, perhaps there was a breakdown in the language barrier, and that should be addressed at this business to make sure that all their clients are comfortable with their massages, and that the massage client knows that the massage therapist is aware of what areas need to be massaged and what areas are off limits. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. For discussion, having heard the testimony and reviewed the evidence and arguments of the parties, the board will now discuss the case. The board can begin with general discussion or entertain motions. The first item for discussion is the findings of fact.
Factual allegations or findings of facts? Factual allegations. Under factual allegations, I'm not comfortable with three. Okay. I agree with one, two, and four.
Okay.
Well, I
you know, the... Well, boxer underwear could start at the waist, or they could start at the hip line, or, you know, and so, you know, how many times do we tuck a towel under or whatever and make it so we can get to that area?
Right.
we don't have a definition of buttocks as we do with the breast, quite as specific.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I can certainly understand doing these types of motion over the towel in the area because it would help to release the pressure points and the pain. So I'm not comfortable with three on factual allegations. I just don't feel like they were pulled down. I don't know.
I agree with you.
I agree, too, because I don't believe four spots marked on the back.
Eight
focus points.
Well, with pictures here that are different from pictures that were on the phone. So
it may even be, she may have printed it from there, but even that, you're still only looking at focus points.
Right.
And of course, there's
a lot of areas that originate and refer, and you have to get a lot of those areas to be able to loosen up areas that are actually causing issues.
Okay.
So I agree with number three. I'm not comfortable with that.
So comfortable
like
with
saying, trigger point, you know. Trigger point in the calf can actually make people go back. Mm-hmm. All right, so we are going with factualizations 1, 2, and 4.
I move that the board adopt factual allegations 1, 2, and 4 in the complaint as findings of fact.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Aye.
Sorry.
Mr. Chair, did you vote for that motion?
I did. I'm sorry. I meant to say I meant to say aye, and then all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed. So sorry.
So moved. Clarify it.
I realized I hadn't said anything. So, and I'm lost. Okay, discussion of finance is okay.
So under alleged violations,
refund.
They're all kind of general.
Right.
Probably the one that I have that.
I don't...
The hardest... Well, engage in a substantive care due to deliberate or negligent. Number three again. I have a hard time with the deliberateness of it.
I agree.
Do I believe that something went wrong? Yes. Not sure. I heard a standard massage going on. I don't believe it was deliberate.
Right.
There was no intention of
my. April?
That's it.
Could we turn off his microphone or turn it away? Just push down, and that way we won't get the transmission. Oh.
Mr. Chair.
We need that, don't we?
Well, no. That he's translating.
I agree with the vice chair that it's for basically it's for respondent soliciting purposes, and since he's speaking Mandarin anyway, the benefit to the record would be relatively minimal. Reporter would be able to transcribe that. However, with regard to the discussion that was going on immediately before that, Mr. Chair, if you are looking at conduct that is below the standard of care, that would be A14, which is your conclusion of Law 3, and it's deliberate or negligent. So negligent is not necessarily intentional.
Okay.
Okay.
So we can strike deliberate.
Can we can't just strike that, can we?
You can do whatever. Yeah, I mean, you can pick any and all violations of law that you can.
I actually do like that. The negligent.
Not necessary.
What I'm hearing is body sign.
So,
deliberate.
Deliberate
or it says or, not and or.
Okay, well, and we're fine. We're all
okay.
Yeah. So, are we good with all four then? How are we with four?
Or is ethical standards? Do you feel it was unethical? Raping. Okay. I'll go with all four.
So, how about AACR 4-15-103, providing massage only when the licensee believes it will be an advantage?
I think E is the better one of the two.
Pardon?
I think E is the better one of the two because the towel supposedly did not come completely across here, so that could be a draping issue.
Okay.
Certainly strike C.
I'm sorry?
You can certainly strike C and leave E.
That's what I would prefer to do.
Okay. Okay.
That is an E on my
conclusions of law.
Yeah. Because I don't think it was. Yeah.
Okay.
So we want to make a motion for alleged violations.
Okay.
1 through 4, striking.
I move that the board finds that the finding of fact constitute a violation of the statutes and or rules set forth in the paragraphs 1 through 4, striking R4-15-103C. Of the complaint and adopt these paragraphs as conclusions of law. Did I do that right?
Yeah, you do need a second, though.
Okay. Clark, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So, all opposed? So moved. Just got to remember to speak. So, okay.
Are you ready to move on to the order portion? Here on page 6, paragraph 3.
All right. The final issue is discussion of the board's order.
I find a lot of inconsistencies. And miscommunication on both parts. Things such as ow, that hurts, less pressure, not so deep. And then when we got to the back, she would joke, just beat me up. And that's not the kind of words I like to hear when I'm giving a massage. I don't want someone to say, oh, just beat me up. That kind of bothers me. I like real pure communication. and then give a thumbs up because it was good. So I do understand that Mr. Chu has a language barrier, and I think it's probably harder to learn Mandarin than it is English. And so I would like to address the language barrier and to help him with the skills necessary to do his work well. And so I think there was inconsistencies on both parts. And what I would see is an advisory letter with CEs is my suggestion.
How many CEs?
Well, I think there should be some CEs in maybe business practices, but I would also encourage him to maybe get into a way to improve his English speaking skills. And I don't know if we can ask that, but communication and yeah.
However, it's not. Sorry. It's not just communication. I think most massage classes are
right.
Communication. So I can only share, you know, I've only ever gotten one massage where it was complete.
Right.
It wasn't for, because it was a demo.
Right.
It wasn't for asking what. Hard to communicate that.
It is.
So,
it is.
And know what you're getting into. And
and we do have an English requirement on massage therapy.
So what's the best way to move forward on this? Where
I think an advisory letter is good. With some CEUs and communication. Business practices, and also to, like, said to something that will help him improve his English, so the communication between the therapist and the client becomes more understandable on both sides.
I agree, because
it can be, you know, it would be English speaking skills as related to his profession. Doesn't have to be broad education, but rather specific to what's going on in the room.
And I get that, because when Mr. Raines was talking to him about the simple phrases, he was talking about the simple phrases that and so it's. Yeah. So what are we looking at?
And just for clarification, I think you guys are talking about a non-disciplinary order for CE instead of an advisory letter.
Okay.
So,
okay,
non-disciplinary order for continuing education. Think about a few things. You're already thinking about the content, what courses you'd be requiring. You need to think about time frame and whether this would be in addition to this required for renewal, or would be in future?
Can it be? I mean, there's the. Can it be something about communication between the languages?
He has, I mean, to the extent that that would be incorporated in a communication class, he has demonstrated English language competency for the purposes of acquiring his license. So I'm not sure that you guys are actually able to require anything above that.
Okay.
But certainly you can require, and I have seen this board. It's been a while, admittedly, and maybe this is changing. But order communication practice, communication.
Arvis, he had his license longer than our English. Did we have that requirement before? 4 or 6 years. So, before that time. I'm just.
Right. Do we know when he got his license? Okay, thank you.
So, huh? Yeah, and that was before we did
right.
That.
Right.
Before we had the English. So, technically, you grandfathered into that, right?
And then as a practical consideration...
However, it is right. Affecting his practice.
Right. Well, and maybe, but what would you... I mean, again, I'm familiar with... And granted, you guys are a lot more familiar, so all deference. massage, continuing education in business practices and communication. But I, as far as like English language proficiency, I'm not aware of any continuing education in massage that's targeted towards that.
That's why I said, because it right. wouldn't be in a massage. It would actually be something
like,
outside
like
of
English
that.
As a second language class.
And we can't. Well, and perhaps this has remotely been to
a basic class.
Right.
Can we do that?
Because
it clearly affected an outcome.
Right. So what you're able to do under your statutes, and I always come back to this, is issue a non-disciplinary order requiring the licensee to complete a prescribed number of hours of continuing education. So continuing education usually implies in the field of the profession. So massage therapy, which would exclude and like an ESL 4.
Okay.
According to the new.
Right.
CEs are in English.
Huh?
You have to take the B in English.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. So how many?
I said a dozen.
I'll agree with that.
Okay. Okay.
So,
at least six in communication and six in business practices.
I move that the board issue a non-disciplinary
order for continuing education.
Order for continuing education, 12 hours, six to be in business practices and six to be in communication, to be completed within 6 months.
In person.
In person. And in addition to the CEs for renewal. Board approved.
6 months?
Huh? Maybe 4 months. We've been.
Well, CEs is. Huh? 9 months.
Okay. Okay, 9 months.
6 months, you're going into the winter season.
Right. Okay.
Right. He does it, he's able to do it, the better.
Right.
Been a series of schools that have shut down.
Right, and that's so true. That's true. There's
their
limited.
They may be a little less.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I would say give a little more.
9 months.
9 months. 9 months. Okay.
Emily Clark, I'll second that.
That has to be a roll call, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Emily Clark, aye.
Victoria Bowman, aye.
Earl Dusky, aye. Oh, yes.
Sorry.
I do always forget that. Reduced to a written order and served on the parties. The parties will further appeal rights that will be explained in the board's order. This concludes this matter. Thank you for attending today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, WF. Have a good day.
Gabriel's not here?
No.
Okay.
So, non-appearance as a rejection of the formal interview, so we just need to move. Okay.
I move that we move this to formal hearing in lieu of the Gabriel Housel not in attendance. Second?
Yeah. A motion?
Emily Clark, second.
Either one?
You need.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
So. That's it. We're done with that now, right?
Can I ask a question? Because I'm here for that reason. What is the purpose of a formal interview? What was going to happen today if he had showed up?
I can answer that.
Thank you.
And unfortunately, it is a step. We have to do a formal interview, and they can reject that and go to a hearing, which is what you just observed occur. Formal interviews less formal. It would be just between the board and the licensee, and they could impose discipline, but they can't revoke or suspend. So they can either go to a formal interview when they it's not that serious of a case, or after conducting a formal interview, if it's worse, perhaps, than they thought, then they can still go to formal hearing to try and get revocation or suspension. The licensee can reject it. Sometimes they reject it and say, I don't want to do the formal interview, and sometimes they just don't appear, like today. And so that's treated as a rejection. For a formal hearing, they'll receive a complaint. They have to answer. If they don't answer, they will just default and be admitted. So if he doesn't participate at all, you won't have another hearing. He'll just be defaulted. But if he does answer, then we have a hearing like today. So it's a long process, but that's, is the natural progression of things. If he had showed up, we might have resolved it today, but we'll have to resolve it in a future board meeting. And Steph, and we can fill you in more offline. I can get your phone number and let you know where it goes from here.
Ever an opportunity for me to speak about my...
There will be. There will be. There would have been today, but with him not here, we can't proceed. And so I will be in touch with you as part of drafting the complaint, and we can talk about all those items. And thanks for...
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for coming.
That took so long. Some days are longer than this. We have got out here at 6:30 before. I'll call you
back. Okay. Thank you. Executive Director's report.
Mr. Chairman, I don't really have anything. We're ending the fiscal year within budget. And the only thing else I would report to you is we have a substantial backlog and licensee request, some of which is due to the closing of the Cortiva schools. Because when we get the packets from the schools, they're innumerable, and they go through the normal process on top of the scheduling of licensees that are already in the mill. So I would say right now we're more behind than we ordinarily would be, which is substantially behind in terms of processing the request. We're within the statutory prescribed limits, but an area of improvement, for example, has been the FBI cards, the fingerprint cards, and the background checks. We're getting them back as quickly as 5 to 7 days, often and usually with under 2 weeks, which is very helpful. But we are right now, the three people that do licensing out of the new system, which is divided by alphabet, are looking at backlogs of 50 to 60 to 70 to 80, which each requires several steps before either the paper or the electronic transmission of the license. So that's really all we're focusing on right now, is to try to get caught up before we can do anything else. So it's always a lot coming through, phone calls, emails, and so forth. Process changes we've done to try to be more accessible to the public include now you'll never call here and not get the chance to leave a voicemail, which sounds like a little thing, but up until recently, you could actually call the office, not get a person, and also not even have the ability to leave a voicemail. So now, at least, you can leave a voicemail. The voicemails are converted into, you're probably familiar with, a sound wave file, and that automatically then goes to the three emails of the three licensed people, according to the alphabetizing of the names of the people that are requesting assistance. And the response time, I mean, ideally, in the old days, you'd call a government office and you'd talk to a live person. And, of course, those days apparently are over. Then you'd call and leave a message, and you hopefully would get a call back the same day, and that doesn't happen. So now you're hopefully getting a call back with or an email back as quickly as possible, because so many of the inquiries that we get unfortunately require an incomplete notification, which is the insufficiency letter. A lot of times the licensees are paying in advance of them getting the materials in to even qualify for the review of the application, the processing of it. And at some point, we're clearly going to have to try to augment the website to get instructions that are even more clear than we think they may currently be, so people are not just paying the bill and thinking it's an automatic renewal, when in fact we're missing educational credits, or we're missing the one I did today, missing the email. Just missing an email. And we can't process it without that. And the woman physically came in, so she left with her license ironically, electronically transmitted to the email that was just given to us. So there's a lot of inefficiencies between the person who needs a license and the people that review and issue the license, because it is multi-step, and we've made some improvements. But I remind everybody here that we're on a database which is completely inadequate and expired. And our attempt in good faith, as you directed to the previous executive director, when you had funds available until June 30th of this year, to contract with iGov, which is being used as we sit here successfully today with the pharmacology board, was completely stonewalled by the Arizona Department of Administration to prevent this board from updating its data, its database. And so, not to get too far off subject, but sorry, apologize, because we're using walkie-talkies with Windows 6 to try to communicate more quickly without them making 5 phone calls, only to find out we're down here in a board meeting. But anyway, for the next 30 days, 45 days, we're going to try to complete the requests we're getting from the final graduates of the Cortiva schools and then get back to a more quick turnaround.
Are we have to go to a specific database now, a different one?
I got a request for a meeting coming up. I was not here last week when the request came in, but DOA wants to meet with us about, trying to put this appropriately, the final small boards and commissions are being squeezed, I think is a proper term, to embrace the e-licensing that's currently inadequately being used by the other boards and commissions who have already been shifted off to it. One of the things I wanted to do at the meeting that I had with DOA is to find out what kind of performance criteria could we hold them to if we are forcibly removed from our current database and put onto the new database provided by Duluth. And we haven't had our meeting yet. But yeah, we're going to be migrated as well as the other boards and commissions that already have been migrated. They have one FTE servicing all these boards and commissions, and the software is, and again, I'm going to try to put this as properly as I can, but it not only is inadequate but and failing in multiple areas, but it's creating additional work for the staff. In the case of acupuncture, the new software had the misfortunate decision on its own to inform all the licensees that all of their continuing education credits have been completed, which was not the case. So it depends on the board, but the failure of the software is fairly breathtaking in terms of what the remedial action is required once the mistake has been made. So, I mean, literally, we're hoping to sit with the broken database for as long as we can without converting over to the e-licensing or documented fear of what other boards and commissions are going through.
So for budget reasons, is the one that is supposed to be going to less costly?
No, no. This is part of the overall emphasis of consolidation currently in state government, what had been the former independent boards and commissions.
So, not a savings to us.
So the question I have is, what constitutes a small board? I think 10,000 massage therapists doesn't constitute a small amount.
Well, the database actually, Mr. Chairman, Board Member Bowman, the database actually has over 30,000 names, so of which roughly 10,000, 11,000 are active. So the database size is considerable, but there's arguments for and against. The pro-argument would be that there is wisdom in having a single product used by the boards and commissions in terms of efficiency, security, updating, and so forth. I mean, the decision was made long ago in our relationship with DOA about everything from physical security to payroll to computers and so forth. So this is part of a trend that's been going on for many, many years about how the regulatory branch of government is going to be operated.
Okay.
What formerly would have been an independent decision by the board and commission, it's just no longer the case, and we're one of the last batch of boards and commissions being asked to or advised to convert to the designated vendor.
And one thing, going back to the fingerprints, at one time, before we got to the brush lately, we probably were doing maybe 60 to 70 a month. We're doing 60 a week. That's how many. I'm coming for the last. So that's what's causing the backlog of applicants, because we get barnstormed and there was only three people to do applications. So we figure they're getting 100 a month. Probably.
Well, it's more than that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, one of the things that we currently mechanically do is Tony has to literally go through the entire database mechanically and look to see whose licenses are about to expire based on birthday. And he has to inform them, as is required of the staff, that their license is about to require. One of the more amazing things, too, to me is how many indications we get back of not having a current address. And Andrew, of course, comes across this all the time. We'll do the normal mailing, even sometimes a certified mail otherwise. And we're getting stacks of the cards, the postcards that we have sent out advising of the end of the term of the license because they don't have a current address and often no current email address and current physical address, which, of course, is required as a responsibility of the licensees. So there's a lot of, I know, in defense of the licensee, yes, this is bureaucracy, and it's controlled by a patchwork of statutes and another patchwork of regulations, volunteers on the board, and a staff that's smaller than a toll booth inspecting oranges coming in from California. So all those things admitted, but the problem, and a database which was designed out of a laptop, which we can't get the key to unless we pay $5,000. There's a lot of colorful explanations for everything. But at the end of the day, there's certainly an opportunity for improvement here because people should have the right to expect performance based on these structures that have been established sometime in a meaningful timetable. What's reasonable for requesting licenses? It is ironic. I don't know if you've had this experience, but you do a retail purchase, usually at a farmer's market or a gift shop or someplace else. You can have your receipt on your telephone faster than you can leave the vendor.
Right.
So the technology is out there. It's a matter of resources and a matter of focus and some other factors as well. But it's not like any of this is technologically beyond the reach if the leadership and the resources are made available. So there's a lot of opportunity here for improvement if in fact we really want to more responsive to the licensees that are out there. I mean, as we've learned, certainly for a lot of people, the expiration of a license means working and not working. So it's not like this is just sometimes an inconvenience. It's actually an economic hardship as well.
So. Will there be a delay when we switch to the new?
People get learning curve for us.
It's going to be bad.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know if there'd be, like, literally, like, all the days being migrated, is there going to be, like,
when a few,
3 to 4 days down, or...
When the funeral board and the barber board went to, so his brother was the barber board, they backed up big time, trying to keep the application flowing, but it's a learning curve, you know. You got to learn how to redo the license, you got to learn how to... Barber board has multiple licenses.
So funeral board, but
yeah. Yeah, funeral board too has multiple licenses. So they're a little bit different, but if you look at the frustration on their faces for the first 90 days they were doing it, it was astounding, you know.
Mr. Chairman, let me also mention to you that at the next board meeting we've had an offer, and I've accepted it from Mary Williams from the Attorney General's office, to come in public session, but prior to your regular meeting, and do a workup with going through motions of how the board could deliberate more effectively and the chair and that type of thing. I think Mary has given this present, and I'm not sure if you've been drafted along with this, Michael, or...
I'll be with her, but it's a presentation that she'd recently given, and she and I will obviously discuss the scope of it coming in, but that's what I understood.
Some of this will be familiar to those of you that have served on the board already. I had hoped we actually might have the replacement to Mr. Beard at this point. We don't. So apologize if this is something that you've already done, but it is an opportunity. It would start at 8:30 prior to the 9:30 board meeting. It is an opportunity to ask questions directly of the attorneys on how we do things. One of the suggestions I think I'd like to make to Michael and to the chair of the board today is when we get to a case, we don't read the full complaint. And I think we ought to. It's a paragraph that I think the public deserves to hear that are sitting here this morning or who tune in later on the Internet, because I don't think the gravity of the investigative workup that's done by staff and the assembly of the case by the Attorney General's office is fully appreciated to the extent that it probably should be by reading the top sentence or the category. And so I'm editorializing to a certain extent, and I would defer to Michael certainly, but people get here not because of small situations. And by the time they've got here, and we've had some cases that are recidivists, it's their second and third time. I just think part of the public protection is a full reading of the complaint. And we may have to change it to some of the terminology used for body parts, I don't know. But the paragraph is a sobering reminder that something happened in the course of a person spending money for what they thought would be a routine massage and having, by virtue of their complaint, a different type of experience. And I don't know that this is all familiar territory to many of you, but maybe I'm the exception, but I think the full complaint should be read as a matter of disclosure of the charges by the complainant, given how much taxpayer money has gone into the investigation by board staff and how much taxpayer money has been spent by the Attorney General's office working with the investigative staff to work up these findings.
Well, used to. That's only been in the last year or two that we don't do that.
Yeah,
why? What was the solution for changing that?
No, something. I don't know.
That's something I can certainly, I'll discuss it with Ms. Williams in terms of maybe incorporating some of that into the presentation. But otherwise, I'll get with staff about an efficient way. There are some laws related to healthcare professional regulatory boards about the public disclosure of complaints that have not been verified yet
right.
or adjudicated. But those same laws say that the board's allowed to comply with open meeting law. So it's a weird set of laws, but I've interpreted them at times to require some discretion as to what is disclosed about a complaint against a licensee until that complaint's been verified or vetted through a hearing process. But I would agree in general in the theory that it's helpful for people, and it is a public meeting after all, to be able to follow along, to know more going into them than they hear. Because we can go through an entire hearing and we all know what we're talking about, but those in the audience will have no clue. And that could just be also, summarizing the response. Sometimes you'll ask a licensee, can some of the investigative reviews today. Can you tell me your side? They don't really know what to say, so maybe facilitating them to say, hey, here's... Or if they've written a longer answer, maybe we need staff to summarize it if they're shy or nervous up there. So,
does the respondent actually get a copy of the complaint?
They ask for it. As redacted.
So in any event, I'll work with Director Argerton and Andrew, and if necessary, we'll incorporate some steps that the board can take, perhaps, in that training. But I've seen that as well.
Remember, we used to do it. That's why I was...
For thought, too, I think it can go both ways, where sometimes the category that it might fit into might be something like sexual assault, but not all of those claims are equal. Some are more obviously bad than others, so... We don't want to lump in a minor, inappropriate, touching allegation with something that's way more serious that we might receive. And so we'll work on that.
That's all I have, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
I'm sorry?
That's all I have. Thank you.
Okay. So, number... we summary of current events?
I'm cold.
I will say one thing, which is that the legislative session concluded. There is typically the Attorney General's office prepares a kind of memo on all the bills that haven't come out, but that's just something update.
Okay.
There are some new laws. They do affect all regulatory boards, and we'll give you a memo on that shortly.
Okay. Is that it? Number 10, discussion possible action items for future massage board agendas. We do need to, and I meant April told me to remind her, but we need to have a delegate for the FSMTB for October. That should be, it's usually the first weekend in October. But they want a response by August, the end of August. So we can entertain
are you going?
Motions.
Are you on any board? Well, are you an officer there?
No, I'm not an officer there.
Do you have a function
I'm
there?
I'm on a committee.
You're on a committee.
Yeah, I'm on a committee, so, but.
Emily, would you like
you
to go
family.
Again?
Well, and we have to put this on a future agenda.
Oh, okay. I move we put on the next board's agenda discussing the delegate for FSMTB.
To be finalized.
By
August. Right. If we can decide on it next time, it'll be fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Second?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So, all opposed? Okay, so moved. So, okay. And then the next massage board meeting will be July 29th.
Mr. Chairman, except for 8:30 arrival.
Except for 8:30
for a special
arrival.
Workshop.
Right, workshop at 8:30.
And we got to be, okay, so we all need to be here by 8:30.
Now. If you can.
If we can.
If you would.
And I will do the honor of moving that we adjourn.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
So moved. All right.